You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
I always try to keep it like a comic hand. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics, no direction. But I love doing it.
This podcast has no rules.
Can I get a microphone?
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
It's Robert Kelly.
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
You know what, dude?
Podcast on riotcast.com.
Join the riot! What's up, guys? How are we doing? You love that?
One, two.
All right, check it out. We're here with another YKWD, a 9 o'clock
what
edition.
What does that stand for, YKWD?
You know what, dude?
Oh, that's good.
And like then we got a special special show tonight. We don't usually do a late show, but we are tonight. And I got a great crew in here because
filmed?
I have we're being filmed.
Those little cameras.
This is
that's you on there.
You're fucking up my intro, Doug.
Oh no!
Shut, oh god!
I thought this.
I'm shutting your mic off. There you go. You're just a rambling fucking heroin addict from Jersey. Shut the fuck up.
I can't say nothing.
I got fucking. We got a very special show tonight. An amazing show. I'm gonna point my. You know what? I don't like you not talking.
Thank you.
It's actually more uncomfortable.
It is. For both of us.
We got actually a good friend of mine, man, Dove Davidoff, who I've known for God.
Yeah, a long time,
know,
right?
Fucking
it's been
know.
A long time, man.
Dove Davidoff, one of the funniest guys around.
I'm
an
trying.
Amazing actor.
I'm trying.
Funny guy.
Are you sanding some balsa wood? What's going on in the corner over there?
That's
what it sounds like. Someone's doing like some
espresso.
Sort of shop.
We
yeah.
That is Dan Natterman, everybody. You just heard. He's actually.
Well, what can I say?
It's English, Dan.
Shannon Balsamwood in the corner. Yeah, we've all seen that.
Wow.
We'll get back to Dove a little bit. Dove is one of my friends who, how long do we go back? 15 years?
Yeah, probably at this point.
God, it sounds like an awful
something
time.
Something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, no, 15? Yeah.
Is it 15?
Yeah, I've seen
when did you,
I've
come,
seen
when did you,
you really
here?
Evolve. I'm actually impressed with your evolution psychologically.
I'm going to shut your mic off again. I don't know what the fuck's happening. This is Dove, though. This is why I love you, because you're a fucking complete, complete alien. You literally are from a ship.
These cameras. Did people watch it?
Yeah,
are they listen?
Yeah, we're
they watch
and they comment.
Can you show him? Can you spin
they
that
comment?
Around?
No, that's okay.
They'll say things.
See, there you are,
no,
right
Deepu,
there.
I want you to stay focused.
Oh, that looks really clear.
Yeah,
I didn't realize
show,
it was
show
that
them
clear.
Show the shot. See, there's a different shot. There's me right there.
Oh, that's really interesting. You guys are all teched out here.
I should have put some blush on.
Well, that's Marina Franklin right there.
There's no reason for
at
television
at least I've got
anymore.
Cleavage.
Who?
Me too.
Actually,
I got cleavage too, Marina.
I've known you. I've known you for a while too.
Yes, you have.
A long time.
A long time.
And what the fuck is going on? Are you hanging out with Dove? It's going to be the weird episode. We have Jeff Leach.
You're just setting up to, like, I've hung out with all these people for many, many years and built a close friendship with them. And then Jeff's here as well.
I got Jeff Leach.
I've known him for 2 months and I don't even like him.
Literally, no, I do like you.
All right, thanks, man.
I swear to God, I have this fucking crazy... This crazy fetish with English comics.
Oh.
I love them. I don't give a fuck how corny they are. I don't care what people say about them.
Comments.
I know. I'm saying you're very funny, of course.
This
I'm
is
glad,
an
I'm
unknown
glad
fact.
Let me off. I'm glad
no,
you let me
you're very
off.
Funny. I love English. I just love the wit.
Yeah.
That's
there's
strange
something about
to me.
It I love.
Well, you
I,
do realize that whilst Americans are Anglophiles like that, it's the same in England. In England, we love Americans. Like we
really?
Think that if an American comic or a Canadian comic comes to the UK, we feel like your voice lends itself to humor, and we're adoring.
You mean American comics? Not really. I mean, come on.
Yeah, all right, not Canadians. I was just trying to include them because you know.
Name one Canadian comic.
One Canadian comic.
Name
Mike Wilmot.
I like Craig Campbell. He's
who?
Great. Craig Campbell.
No, I'm kidding.
Mike Wilmot.
Who? No, I'm
yeah, Tony Law.
Owl?
Tony
can
Law.
I let owls in here?
Tony Law is another one I like.
No, of course I love it. I have a bunch of Canadian comic friends.
Yeah.
Let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business.
What is
the, I got Deepu, who is the fucking, I mean,
just head honcho, Deepu, on the ones and twos.
He's my fucking Rain Man. He's my savant. Yep. He's the young fucking hacker. He hacks the world. He makes all this shit happen. He's the motherfucker. Stand up comedian.
Really is impressive.
We got, are you going to comment after
No,
everything?
No, not at all. And just a few things.
And then we got Chris Scopo.
Scopo is here.
Oh, my God.
You're and killing then, Robert.
Scopo has an affinity.
I see Robert's
drinks.
Like ready.
Scopo is right here.
I should only do Dove Dave off solo. That's the only time when he's like, hey, what's up? You want to talk?
Deepu just left his station. Where is he?
I'm so a bit worried about Chris Scopo because I've been in this station for now 5 to 6 minutes and he's already made 7 or 8 different caffeinated drinks.
He did make a lot of caffeinated drinks.
I'm worried about your liver and your
I'm a part-time waiter, so I'm doing that.
What'd you make? One?
You're
going to
be part-time
coffees.
Diabetic
two
soon enough.
I had a coffee.
You have to be careful.
What's that?
They're not for me, though.
Well, I mean, but you're around that. It's like being a drug addict.
Remember
just
what
being
I said about English comics?
Like,
hey, yeah. I take that back.
Ready?
All right. No, of course, I want to talk real quick about these two, Scopo and Deepu.
Deepu. They went like a great Scandinavian pop.
So he
band.
Wants you to shut the
Scopo
fuck
and Deepu.
Scopo
sorry.
And Deepu.
Let they, Robert.
I know
talk.
You guys really suck at radio, both of you.
You're like, I mean, know
you
radio.
You think it's funny here, but people who listen. I'm going to get 900. Will these guys just
oh, right,
shut
right.
the fuck
you're
up?
You're absolutely right.
Listen.
You're absolutely right.
Deepu and fucking Scopo. Ugh. Fucking two assholes I brought up here.
He's got an intro then.
An interview with Jeff.
No, it's great because when Bobby gets angry, he's riveting.
Well, we got a point there. Yeah. I like the words.
I'm doing this for the show.
Riveting.
You're very. You're riveting when you're angry. You really come alive, Scopo. Let's have it.
They did a roast battle last week.
Roast bottle. That's right.
Roast battle. Are you still on there? You still roasting?
Did I even do it then?
What? What's a roast battle?
A roast battle is... Deepu, why don't you explain that?
It's like this new show format that's come about in the last couple of months. It's
Well, no, it's been in L.A. for a while.
How long?
It's three years,
I
maybe.
I judged one.
Yeah.
It was really cool.
At the Comedy Store.
The store in L.A.
I saw Jeff Ross do one of those when I was over in L.A.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Jeff Ross did some of the roast? Well, really?
I know, it's crazy. Yeah, it's almost like he should do that as the only thing he does.
And they did it in Montreal this year.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
So these two last week did it. Me, Ari Shaffir, and Mark Norman were judges on it. And
are you guys comedians?
Yes.
Okay.
aspiring, let's say.
No. I know.
You're fucking comics. Don't let him. He did.
No,
that.
No. I was just asking because Depot is so good at lot. To be able to do all the wires.
You're literally the second worst guest I've ever had on the show. I mean, literally. I wish there was another. First? I wish there was a blanket I could put over you. Well, you guys did it last week, and it was
interesting.
Look, man. Here's the deal. You didn't go fucking deep enough, and you didn't get help. You should have went help. You did yourself.
I think. I texted my jokes to people like, oh, what'd you think of this? What'd you think of this? So I definitely got some help.
No,
I got the wrong help, apparently.
No, you
but I got some help.
When you do a roast, it's the only time, really, in comedy, it's perfectly legal to go have people help you with roast jokes.
Sure, right.
Yeah. He went and got help, wrote some himself, had people punch him up, and got other ones. You went by yourself and just did it by yourself.
Yeah, I really tried to just have, like, my own pure thing.
You're a purist. Yeah, you went to the honest
Robert,
approach.
Robert, I'll be back, okay?
Yeah, sure.
Am I guessing that are you also a loser? Did you lose the roast battle?
Oh, absolutely.
Because you were unprepared. So you're an unprepared purist.
That actually
so
hurt my
you
feelings.
Have your morality and your ethics are based in decency.
Integrity.
Unfortunately,
integrity.
You have, you know, failure now marking you.
All the good that pride did me, huh?
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, we went at it. Every joke I tried fucking fell so flat because I feel like I didn't go after him enough. I don't know anything about Scopo. All right, all my jokes are...
No one really does.
Yeah, he's a mysterious figure, really.
He really is.
But, like, all my jokes were based on, like, oh, he's unfunny this, he's unfunny that, and I didn't really dig in there.
Yeah.
Fucking body, his face, his
moles. Yeah, you had a ton of ass jokes,
dude.
Yeah,
he fucking stutters, dude.
Yeah. But everyone's done ass
a stuttering
jokes.
Thing,
he
yeah.
He fucking
yeah.
stutters.
You stutter?
Yeah, I stutter. That's why,
you barely
honestly,
speak on the show. How would I know that?
That is why
Guy's got hair like a falling wave. You didn't hear that?
Thank you.
He looks
he really
like
does have a Hokusai, he looks like, really a Hokusai haircut.
Yeah. He looks like the goofy best friend character from every 80s movie.
Can I explain why I was reading my jokes?
Yeah, you can.
Can you also explain why your stuff set doesn't even exist?
No, it does. It does.
If we get you really upset.
Yeah.
We've got to work on that.
Michael J. Pox, everyone.
That's a good one for the time.
You should, because you'll forget it, and then I'll get mad at you.
Yeah, so
and then you
come. Don't write it down now. Don't kill the medium of radio because you have to write down a joke that doesn't even belong to you.
No, I had to write down.
Davidoff
had to write it down for the title of the show.
Okay, all right.
So we do things around.
Go on. So what happened with your roast?
Ooh,
he had great jokes. I'll give him that.
So yeah, I was reading it off. They were bitching at me for reading it off. I was like, if I don't read it off slowly, I'll go over some words and I will stutter. I'll miss some words, which happened to me against Joe List.
It's not that, is it?
Against Joe List, that happened to me. So I was like, I'm gonna read it this time.
It doesn't sound like a stutter. It just sounds like you're a bit drunk.
I go over words quickly and I don't pronunciate them.
Right.
That's
well,
the problem I have.
Here's the thing.
That's because pronunciate isn't a fucking word.
Enunciate.
I don't pronunciate them. It's not a real word.
Here's the thing.
I'm
so dumb. I'm so dumb. I'm just like, hey, pronunciate.
I didn't say shit. That's why I was like, no, it was enunciate, but you didn't say shit.
Enunciate,
so I was like,
or pronounce. I mean, like, you know,
I get to laugh at both times.
Though. I know, but I was like, oh, good, no one got it because I said
oh, God, no. That's why I love English comics. They know grammar and spelling.
Some of it.
What's the R?
Although, I mean, like, do you feel like the American language is the proper language? Because in this country, that's what it is. Aluminium, it would be false over here. It's aluminum, right?
Yeah,
things like that.
I don't give a fuck about that. Like,
but there's a lot of Brits who get very angry about it.
Do they really?
Yeah, absolutely. They go, we invented the language. I think, well, we did invent a language, but then also there's lots of other countries that invented different variations of that language, and that is true to that country or that continent.
Right.
So I think that aluminum, if you want aluminum, you should be able to say aluminum.
I disagree.
Really?
I think
you think it's aluminum?
I think you guys sound like you speak it the way it should be spoken. Yeah.
Really?
I
went to a Renaissance fair this Sunday.
You
and everyone there was told by
king?
Management they had to do what it was.
You immediately get a wench and a fucking turkey leg.
It was
they knocked
good.
Him off a horse.
I mean, it's
he really
surprising
he went over to a rock
how,
and pulled yeah, a sword yeah. out of it.
It's surprising how real that experience was. But it was genuinely everyone at all the stalls were told by their employers you have to do this ye olde English thing, which for me was just a day of people ostensibly
right,
taking
yeah.
the piss out of my accent really badly.
Right.
So I'd walk in everyone, they go, huzzah for the chipper! Hello, sir! How are you today?
Well, isn't that not yours? Isn't that when we came here and we kind of I mean, the Southern accent is basically from an English accent.
Yeah.
Really?
And I think...
Well, that now, damn.
It's a mix of a...
It's a bastardization of their language.
Of that accent.
Yeah, that accent.
Well, it's actually a mix of French and
French
English.
French and German and everything,
yeah.
wasn't it? It was
yeah,
all
like
those European
that Southern
countries.
Twang.
Right.
If you...
Right.
If you
now, there, boy, right. you understand. Well, as in, like, Leonardo DiCaprio and Django. That's what we're going for, right?
Well, but here's the thing is that that somehow it has a little English twang in it.
Yeah, yeah,
if
I
you
hear that.
If you slow it down the way... So, I mean...
If you play it backwards, it actually sounds South African.
Man, well,
it's like an old record.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks
this
very much.
This right here is called the Bomb Bandana. And this is the first time somebody out of this country has got it. Anyways, yeah, I think I like those Renaissance fairs. I can't fucking go to them.
Why?
Really?
Why not? What's so bad about it? You'd fit
me.
Straight in.
What is the fucking the?
Just put a beard on, fucking Henry VIII. You'd live in a dream.
I could play a lot of characters.
You could play You could play the guy from Game of Thrones.
See, you don't know Bobby.
No, you are. You are the guy.
It's been told before.
It's
everyone tells him that.
But it's true, right? You're there. You're the spy. What's his name?
Lord Varys.
Lord Varys. Oh my God.
Well, that
Halloween must be so easy for you. Lord Varys, a thumb.
Girl.
You can
was
do
that
it
you?
All.
Who laughed?
The thing.
I had like a female cackle just
was
now.
Was that the female cackle?
That was
I
me.
Literally thought Marina was in the room. Did you hear that? I wish we could play it back. He went.
Yeah.
Did you hear
like Marina? Yeah, I did.
It's very effeminate.
Yeah, I could.
Bobby was a real ladies' man
back
in the day.
But back then, though, they actually didn't have bald guys.
No.
No, you didn't shave your head back
right,
then.
Right.
Whenever you wore wigs, powdered wigs and
you
stuff.
You wore a wig or you just went bald and you left whatever hair you had was on your head.
Yeah.
Nobody shaved their head.
Do we know
back
where the wig comes comes from and why they wear a powdered wig? Do we understand?
Yeah, because they had nits, so they'd all shave their hair in the court.
They'd all shave
their hair off because it was full of nits.
Okay,
it was all down to hygiene. You know the pinky finger when people are drinking a drink, they go, oh, look at me, my pinky finger stuck out. The reason for that is because syphilis would give you really bad arthritis.
Wow.
So all the courtesans would have these messed up fingers that were all like out and stuck out.
Why? What was that wig again?
Like this. Oh God! Wow! Look, Dove syphilis is
Jeff.
So prevalent. Wow, yeah, that's Jeff. The weirdest little finger I've ever seen in my entire life. That's terrifying.
I can't bend it.
It's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
I bet you bang that in a
no
really. I'd use that for that. That's a beautiful piece.
Did you break it?
It's not very dexterous. I can't use it well.
Did you break it?
Yeah, I did break it. Yeah,
yeah, that's why you can't use it.
Why can't you get that fixed?
The bone is dead inside, so I can get it soldered essentially into a hook, but I can't get it to work again.
How did that happen?
Old injury and then some boxing stuff. And you just keep jamming. You keep jamming it up.
Everything
it
in Doug's life is boxing stuff.
No. You just keep jamming it up, and then it dies inside.
You know, speaking of boxing.
Dude, you got a bit of pink eye. What's that about? It was a boxing injury. I was at the gym with the guy.
Speaking of boxing.
I'll put this back on.
No, it's all right. You just keep it on your thing. Just actually make it tie it on your head like a handkerchief.
Like a pirate bandana.
You and Dove, you were in fucking an incident of like a month ago here at the Cellar.
Oh God! Every podcast I go on now wants to talk about this.
Well, here's the thing.
It's quite boring.
It's interesting to me because a lot of comics don't get to that point where you, but you also had something happen this weekend. Like you have this fucking
You have a thing that follows you around,
Jeff. We're going to get to a young lady
go a bit crazy this weekend.
Hey, Dove.
Yeah.
I'm going to get to it.
Okay, if you just allow me to host the show. By all means.
Jesus fucking Christ,
by
Dove.
By all means. All right.
You're like a judgmental
parent. We're not at a fucking, on a bus right now.
No, I got you.
You fucking heroin addict. Hey, he's just a fucking asshole. Glad your pinky looks like shit.
It does, doesn't it?
Listen. You have this thing around you. You had the fight a couple weeks ago that I'd like to get into. Dove was involved in it in some way, which I don't know how. And also,
he was holding the cards in between the rounds.
No, but there was. Didn't you jump in?
Wearing booty shorts.
Yeah, I had to do it a lot.
So then, but this weekend you had something going along with
a crazy girl.
Something happened with you, a crazy girl. So I mean, I want to start at the fight. You basically, some guy said you said something at the guy. You snapped on him because of what?
No, I mean you're making this very, very one-sided. What happened is I was doing a completely good set at the Cellar. And this chap and his wife have been talking through a couple of comic sets.
Yeah.
As is my right as a comedian on stage, I said, guys, what are you talking about? You keep talking.
Yeah.
And it's disrupting the show. Nicely. I always start nice because I think you should always give an audience member a chance to go, oh, sorry, I didn't realize I was so loud. And then you go, no worries, just, you know, shut the fuck up. You do it nicely like that and everyone laughs. It's like nice.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, guys, what are you talking about? And they turn around. The wife turned around and went, why don't you just do your thing? All right, and let us do our thing.
Right, so they weren't like, English.
Yeah, they weren't.
She was a gay American. So I said I am going to do my thing. That's kind of the plan. Yeah. When you stop being an ignorant bitch.
Oh, you said that to her.
Yeah, because I think that was a perfectly honest portrayal of her behavior.
Right,
and that's what my comedy is based in, honesty. And then he got angry. So I said, don't worry, dude. I'm not like having an exclusive go at your girlfriend. I'm not a misogynist. I'm an equalist. I think you're an ignorant cunt too.
That's pretty funny.
And then they got angry. Then they got angry. And the audience were cheering. They were on my side. You've got to have the audience on your side, otherwise it's pointless.
Well, it's easy for you because you have no sleeves to get the audience.
Is that how I win the audience? If anything, that makes them want to hate me more.
It's hard.
Surely. I feel like aesthetically an audience wants to hate me more.
Well, they see me, they think the guy from Game of Thrones who rats everybody else up. They just hate me.
Do they? Or do they go Bobby Kelly, who's got like a career that we all know and we like?
I feel
that's probably more what they think. So they like you when you walk on stage. Me, they want to hate. I have a face that wants to be punched. If you're an angry small man in America and you have like a bit of a Napoleon complex, who are you going to want to punch? You're going to want to punch the poncy long-haired British guy in skinny jeans chatting up girls at the bar. Of course you are. And I understand that. I understand that it's part
of me. I want to hit the Indian kid.
Well, I know. If you're in Pakistan, surely.
And then make him do video stuff for me.
That was a fantastic bit of political satire everyone ignored, but it's all right.
What was it?
Thank you very much. No, it's all right. Doesn't matter. You can have the rag now.
I'm
sure you want to hold on to this?
No, I feel like I earned my respect back with that joke. No one acknowledged it.
I'm sorry, dude. It's all right. We just step on it.
It's all right.
Okay.
But yeah, so, you know, so the guy, so this guy, we had an altercation. We had an argument there. Yeah. And I said, look, you're not here to dominate the show. You're here to listen to comedy. If you're going to talk through that whole show, you can get out. And they went, actually, we were talking about a friend who's in the toilet feeling sick and we were worried about him. I said, okay, well, I understand. And I also hope that your friend gets AIDS. You can leave the show now.
Really?
And they were asked to leave because they were disrupting the whole show. And everyone cheered when they left. And they were. And
now, can
guy,
let me ask you a couple
on
questions?
On the way out,
though.
The guy went, I'll see you outside. I'll see you outside. I thought you were
joking.
Hang on.
Hold, pause. Then, you know. Pause for 1 second.
All right.
Were you the first comic to actually tell them to shut the fuck up?
No, there had been another comic that evening who asked them to be quiet.
So this was happening all night.
Yeah.
It wasn't just like, because sometimes these people don't like you.
Some comics don't ask people to be quiet; they just ignore it and carry on the material.
Is that what happened?
I understand that. One of the comics right. just did that. Another comic asked them to be quiet.
Right. So this was going on all night.
Yeah, it was the third time they've been asked why they're talking.
Did the bouncer and the waitress go up to them to shut? Tell them to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, and literally, as it got a little bit aggressive from the chaps in.
Right. So
they were told to leave.
So he leaves.
And on the way out, he's going, I'm going to see you outside. I'm like, all right, see you outside. Take
now,
it
did
easy.
You have to finish your set?
Yeah, yeah.
So you just went back into your
I had
jokes.
10 more minutes. So I did 10 more minutes, and the audience loved it. It was great. And then I went upstairs. I relaxed. I was set with Dove having a drink. And then right. I was told that I couldn't go outside because the guy was waiting outside for me.
Right.
And I think that I'm a 31-year-old man, and as much as I don't want to bring any disrepute on my place of work, I love the cellar, I also don't want to be told I have to stay inside. And I thought it was ludicrous that the man was so angry. So I was like, I'll go out. I'll have a chat with them. I'll be like, dude, there's no beef. Yeah, but also, you know what? With an adult, with a mature adult, it does work. If you go out and you say, listen, there's no beef
here.
Can I just stop
he
you right there?
Shit-faced. He was
a mature adult doesn't fucking pace like a panther outside of a club. A mature adult, let's just go home and fuck it.
All right, well, let me be honest. There was probably a part of me that thought that he wasn't that moronic, that he's going to start trouble with a 6'4" guy.
Right.
Who, you know, clearly is going to have the upper hand in some sort of conflict. I thought I'd go out and go, look, dude, there's no hassle. There's no beef here. You were talking. I asked you to be quiet. You're a bit rude. I was rude back, and that's how it works. Yeah. You know, enjoy your night. Take it easy. Shake your hand. I'm sorry if I offended your girl, because I don't want to upset anyone. That's not what my comedy's about.
Right.
And I went outside, and I literally went, hey, dude. And he just turned around and punched me in the face.
He hit you right fucking no sucker
Oh, yeah,
punch
he sucker punched me, yeah.
How was, now, let me ask you a question. Did it ring your bell?
No, were you no. Otherwise, he should have knocked me out. And he didn't. And
so
that,
it
was
didn't
his,
even,
that was his first failure.
It didn't even faze you.
No, it hurt a bit. And then I put some ice on it later. I took 2 ibuprofen. I woke up with no lumps. So,
he hits you. Yeah. It doesn't really fucking affect you.
No, it hurt me.
But did you go down? Did you go down?
No, absolutely not.
So,
no.
So you fucking turned around and then what did
you
do?
I defended myself to the correct amount that is legally allowed.
Somebody talked to somebody and said, hey, your manager went, stop going on podcasts and saying what you did. Well, yeah, all right. So there
I
you
defended
go.
Myself.
Now, how the fuck did you get involved?
They locked up outside. The waitress said something to me. What's her name? Val said something. So I ran
Are
outside.
You tired?
He was with a dude. But yeah, I'm a
he was with a couple of guys as well.
He was with a guy. And the kind of guy...
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, I've been around this fucking energy all my life. He was the kind of guy I figured that's waiting outside for a guy like Jeff. I figured they meant, you know...
I like that when Dove tells a story, he makes it sound like a monologue in a mafia film.
Let me tell you something about Dove.
I've been around this kind of energy.
Oh,
he was with a guy.
I'll tell you something about Dove.
So I jumped up. I got out there.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. but yeah, that was my
If I was in a jam... If
it's
I was,
your Jersey accent. It lends itself to like a mafia story.
I grew up in a junkyard in Jersey.
Mine sounded very effeminate. Like, well, he was out there and he sucker punched me right in the face. And you're like, hey, there was this guy.
Well, what I mean is it wasn't a frat kid. You know what I mean? Like, he was a guy that... And I saw 2 guys and I thought that he was getting jumped.
Right.
And so I pushed the chick out of the way when she was coming... this way, and I started looping off on the guy's
the other
ribs.
Guy.
The guy on him.
The guy, so
the guy was on top of him.
Right. He was on top of you. How the fuck did he get on top of you?
Wait.
They
so
ended up
hitting
the street. They locked up against the
But when
the,
he hit me, I pulled him in to
right?
me.
Because you're a hugger.
And hit him. No, because he can't do anything. Right. And he kept trying to bring his arm back, and he was hitting nothing.
Yeah. Right.
And then I think the girl jumped on his back or something, or jumped on us.
Yeah, she was going to jump on you guys.
And fell forward. He was quite a fat guy.
Right.
So he fell forward on top of me. So
easy,
now I'm lying on the floor. I'm holding away. He was a fat dude.
All
like.
Right, easy.
So I had him, his head here.
Yeah.
And
did you have your rings
laying,
on?
But he was laying on top of me.
Did you have your rings on?
I mean, I couldn't say. I can't remember. It was too long ago.
Right.
and
So now you come over, Dove, and you start fucking wailing on his ribs to get him off.
Yeah.
To help your friend.
They were locked up. They went to the ground.
Dove, if I was ever in a jam, the motherfucker I'd want is Dove Davidoff.
Yeah.
Because he looks like he fucking, you know, writes poems in a notebook in fucking the East Village and then plays the bass for a punk band somewhere. He is a badass motherfucker. I remember one time we went to the gym boxing, and I hit
Bobby
you.
Chipped my tooth.
I chipped your tooth, and you literally went, Bobby, you chipped my tooth, and then rattled off on my head. I mean, like 17 punches. And I just was like, I staggered. I was like, I'm sorry, dude, I didn't mean to hit chip your tooth.
That was when Colin and Keith, though.
Remember that punch Colin in the
ribs?
Yeah,
yeah. You caught him nice in the body.
He kept coming at me, and he was hitting me, and then I just fucking hooked him in the ribs. And you heard,
yeah, Colin and Keith, yeah.
So now you cut to this fucking weekend, Jeff. You got some crazy girl.
Yeah.
Comes here.
To talk about being involved in a podcast, ironically. And then she went off for 4.5 hours. She was taking some kind of medication, and she went off for 4.5 hours drinking on that medication, then turned up 4.5 hours later. And I think she was hoping for something different than... I think she assumed that our meet-up about a podcast wasn't meant to be that. It was meant to be a date. But it...
With you.
Well, I think that's what she hoped for. I don't know. It seems like it. I reread the messages she sent to me, and she sort of talked about, oh, I just stalked you online, blah, 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 blah. But that's a turn of phrase in this day and age. Do you know what I mean? If you're talking to someone...
Back to you, Kaiser Soze.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, there was a heart and a smile. Yeah. And then
it was weird.
Kiss,
it was really
kiss.
Weird. I've never had someone like that. But she was just a sweet girl who's just a little bit damaged, and she was on some kind of medication. She drank heavily on that medication for 4.5 hours, then came back to the venue and started shouting at friends of mine, colleagues of mine.
Politically correct you are on my show.
No, I'm being honest. I don't think she's a bad person. I think she's just a little bit intense, and she's like probably
intense?
On some medication. You know, I'm never going to question.
Flip the fuck out.
She did, yeah, because I told her that I sort of said exactly what I meant. I went, listen, I don't know why you're having to go at my friends and their girlfriends, because I'm talking to them. I owe you nothing. I have no responsibility to you. We met to talk about a podcast for half an hour.
Right.
I said goodbye to you 4.5 hours ago, and you've come back drunk and now are acting crazy. Like, we weren't on a date. There was nothing like that. I don't understand how you could misconstrue it. I'm not talking to you anymore. And as soon as I said that, she was angry. And she started shouting at Rory Albanese's girlfriend and her friends who are married with kids, going, you bitches need to respect yourselves, blah, blah, blah. She was really rude.
Respect themselves with what?
Weird,
like, because
families?
They were talking to me. That's what one of the girls said. She was like, what do you mean? I need to respect my husband and my two kids that I...
My mortgage?
Yeah, exactly. So they went off, and then Esty asked her to leave. And she
now, did you go outside and fight with her? And Dove came in and...
Yeah, I didn't have to. Yeah. Dove took us straight out. Took one look at her and just
so
like laid
her.
So
she went after Esty.
So she was very rude. She was very angry. And Esty said, look, just ignore her. She's crazy. So I did. I sat down. And then she started getting very aggressive with Esty. The bouncers asked her to leave. It's very difficult to throw a girl out of a venue. You know that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. If there's a guy, you pick him up, you throw him out of his face.
Try throwing him out of your hotel room. That's even harder. Yeah. Fuck out of here, you fucking asshole.
But then if you... You know, so the bouncers were being very careful. They called the police to come down because they, you know, you have to be very careful in that situation with a girl who's wasted.
Yeah.
And they asked her to leave. And Esty, when Esty told her she had to go, she swung at Esty and called her a bitch. She
was kidding me?
Yeah, it was ludicrous.
She swung at Esty.
It was really bad, yeah.
Now, is she going to be on your podcast? She's helping you out?
Yeah, I mean, so we've got like a couple more dates lined up. That's been great.
She would be the best person to have on a show.
Great.
I would love to have her on the show. Yeah. We have her on, we just fucking fuel her up with medication and booze. By the end of it, she's going, you cocksucker.
Yeah, no, I would watch it.
Where's Jeff?
Yeah, exactly. That's
the name of your show. Where's Jeff?
No, it's going to be called Crazy and the Hair. It's like, it's going to be good. I don't know. She's just, yeah, I think. Anyway, so I had to block her on all the social media and block her number on my iPhone because, you know, she had my number and stuff. It was like a bit worrying.
Wow.
So basically, I found reception here in America has been exceptionally warm with some people. Understand that it's been offset. This is two extremes is what I've experienced here in New York. The extreme lunacy of that girl or the extreme violence of that man who was like, you know, again, just a sad person, and then also extreme friendship and kindness from people.
Well, here's what happens. I want to say to you, I want to welcome you to
the
studio.
Are you going
to
hit me? Or
no, we're actually bringing her in. Marina, bring her in now.
Fantastic.
And bring the guy in.
She's here. And
we bring everybody in.
I love that. We can talk it out.
Talk it out. Oh, talk fuck, out, I wish I had an accent.
That'd be fun,
do you know how fucking famous I'd be if I had that fucking accent?
You can do accents, Connie. You're an actor.
Oh, I can.
You're on the new FX series.
You should be on my fucking show. Thank God you don't play drums.
I do actually play drums.
Do you really?
I actually do. I used to
play a drummer, Bobby. I'm not familiar with what's going on. Do you play a drummer?
I do. I play a drummer. Oh, cool.
And
you
drum
have to
bit.
Be able to play drums though to play the role. Surely you can just have to
it
fake
helps,
it.
Right?
Well, you know what? You could have, and we had a stunt drummer on it. We had a guy Charlie who, you know, but I was like,
ironically, they actually got the guy who plays Varys in Game of Thrones to be your stunt drummer. I'll have that. Where's
okay.
that?
No, it's right here. We actually folded it because you're English and we like things neat. But we we that actually gave me an eye twitch.
Well, I mean, it's because you chose not to give anything because it intimidated you to support my jokes.
I support
how dare you fucking
I support
bastards.
You, motherfucker.
That was absolutely perfect. That was perfectly fine as an offer.
I love English.
Mark.
This is the one thing I do hang
I'm
about
tie
English comics.
A French,
is
yeah.
that
a
they
French
compliment their own jokes. Yeah. It's like, we do that. You don't tell us if it's funny. Yeah. We let you know.
It was all right. It was worthy of a chuckle.
Yeah, in front of regular people. We're fucking professional comedians.
All right. Okay.
I had to learn the drums. I didn't have to. I could have just had them, whatever, shoot around me and have somebody in there. But I thought it would be cool. It was my opportunity to learn how to play the drums.
Yeah.
And they gave me a really good guy, Charlie, who taught me how to play, Bill Hayward. And I said, fuck it, let's do it. So now I can play the drums. A year and a half later, I can play. I'm not fucking great, but I can play a little bit.
What can you play? What kind of songs can you play?
I can play AC/DC. I can play rock, anything rock.
Can I ask why I no longer have a webcam facing me?
You do?
No, I don't. Which one is facing me?
Right here, buddy. You're on webcam.
That's on you.
Nobody.
Am I too attractive for your show? Is this what it is? Is this like?
Can you show this insecure English douche? There you go. Look how good you look. Yeah. We got you. Here, we'll fucking.
That thing is real.
Are you controlling this, Deep, on a PlayStation controller?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a massive gamer geek. I spend many hours on PlayStation. So.
Oh, nice. PS4?
PS4. Let's date. All right, go on.
No, it's all right. Have side conversation. The worst show I've ever done. I'll never have you guys back. Literally. I can't wait to fucking end this episode. I'm glad it's a Thursday show.
Thursday.
No, I'm kidding. You guys are great.
No. How good do you feel, Dove?
No, I'm kidding. You know I fucking love
me,
you.
I don't feel good.
I'm wearing
bad.
A neckerchief of shame. That's
no,
what
you're
I've
not.
Been
you're
giving.
Fucking great. Anyways, I want to get to you. You came to the States when?
But almost 3 months ago now.
That's it? I think you've been here longer. And why? And how were you from England? Are you from there your whole life? Or
yeah, from London.
London. And what made you come over here?
To perform with... Well, I mean, originally it was to perform with people like you. And now I realize how much you hate me. I'm trying
I fucking love you. You're out of your mind.
Desperately trying to work out my route back.
I can actually...
I've just spent all my money. I'm fucked. I can't even get home. I can't afford the flight home.
I'll give you the list of the comics that don't like you, but I'm not one of them. I'm actually a fan.
It's funny and it hurts.
You're doing this show coming up this Sunday.
I'm here because I can perform with the best comics on the planet in New York City at the Comedy Cellar, whereas in England, I can headline shows for people that love the comedy the night they're there, but a lot of them are hens and stag do's and birthday parties and people like that, and they don't invest in you as a comic. And the other people on that bill, a lot of those green rooms are filled with people in the UK who hate, especially road comics, who hate comedy. They seem to do it because it's the only thing they can do, but they hate what they're doing and they hate the other comics and they hate everyone who's on TV, and I couldn't deal with that negativity anymore. Whereas here, don't get me wrong, I know there's negativity everywhere in every profession, but I feel like there's a community here of comics who actually love what they're doing. That's the difference.
Are you friends with Jimmy Carr?
Yeah, he's not like close friends, friendly acquaintances.
I love him.
He's the reason nice guy, I'm at the cellar. He Jimmy's introduced me to SD and said you should get this guy on. But he's one of the nicest guys. But then again, the man's a millionaire, multi-millionaire, and doing very well for himself. So I feel like he's in a position where he doesn't have to be negative about other people because he's going, I'm doing well and I'm happy.
There's something to that. It kind of bugs me when these millionaires spout off shit. The serenity, serene. Hey, man. It's like, yeah, it's easy. I think it's a little easier for you to say that or be relaxed when you don't have to worry about your fucking mortgage or where you're going to be in 10 years.
Yeah, but you can go one of two ways.
Yeah, but it doesn't make it any less true.
If you're a nice guy or a nice girl before you make it, you become a nice person who's made it. Like Ray Romano is a perfect example. One of the people who's been nicest to me here in New York is Ray Romano, which for me is weird because Ray Romano, for me, is one of the biggest American acts we see in England.
Yeah.
It's one of the only shows that we get over there.
Right.
You know?
You don't get sex, drugs, and rock and roll?
Not yet. I'm sure we will. But you understand what I'm saying? It's very strange for me to meet someone like that who never overruns. When he does a spot, you know, the first time he did a spot, he asked me, do you mind me jumping on to do 15 before you?
He's a great guy.
And like, what am I going to say? I'm like, you're Ray Romano. You can do whatever the fuck you want, dude. But he asked me, and it's because he's a comic.
Yeah,
of course.
That's a real comic.
I don't know. People get a lot of credit for that because people behave in douchey ways, but that's how everyone should behave.
Yeah.
You know, you're just used to Chappelle getting on doing 60 minutes of crowd work, but that's how everybody should behave. Just be decent.
Yeah, some guys don't, though. And some, but no, no, that, no, that no. thing about being a millionaire, there's something people, like, I remember Chris Rock came in one time. It was just not, we were trying to get more money for our spots. Yeah. He was like, you don't need, you don't deserve it. You don't need it. These aren't for, this isn't
right,
to get paid.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
right,
like, it's
right,
easy
right.
for you to say that because some guys actually pay their rent
right, right.
with spot
sure,
money.
Of course.
And that can, how are they, what if they can't do that
well,
anymore?
Yeah, of course. What there's if, no what argument
if,
there.
So you're
yeah.
saying that because you don't give a fuck about the money.
Yeah.
Yet you yeah. still take the $50 or $100 now.
Yeah.
When
no,
they do.
No,
it's
totally.
Like,
yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
man.
No, yeah, of course. Yeah, you're right.
So, but Jimmy Carr is one of, I mean, the, another one of those great guys. I mean,
you,
one of the
like,
nicest
like
people.
Ever.
Sweet
dad.
Yeah,
I mean,
like
you
Jimmy.
Say like that you're Anglophiles in some sense that you like the British thing, or you have a bit of a penchant
I do.
For British.
I do. I'm not
do
everybody.
You, do you genuinely?
I
have
friends
a
that
group
fucking
of
can't stand you.
British comics that you actually like? Are there other people that you respect?
No,
and like?
I mean, every time I've met a British comic, I like, of course, Jimmy, yourself. When I toured in England, I mean, in Canada, I've, I don't know. There's something about it, like. When I saw what's his name, the fucking the guy who dressed up like a girl. What's his name?
Russell Brand.
No,
Eddie Izzard.
Oh, Eddie Izzard.
Oh, Eddie Izzard. Yeah.
But I, Russell well, Brand too. Right. His comedy. I know people give him shit. I know people like
Russell
fucking
Brand's
idiot.
Not a comic anymore though.
All right, fine. But I liked him when he. I like him when he does stuff.
I did when
he
first
ruined
started,
Arthur.
He's a good comic, yeah.
He ruined my one of my favorite movies
yeah,
of all time.
Movie, yeah.
Literally was
yeah.
ruined by that
it.
Man.
But he's not an actor.
And I still like him.
He's not an actor though. That's the point. He was very good in Get Him to the Greek. He was immensely good in that.
Unbelievable.
He was playing himself.
Hilarious.
It was just. Himself.
Sarah
then
Marshall
when he had to actually, well, it was again though. He was yeah, playing yeah. himself. When he had to play a character, Arthur.
Well,
that's
what is
where
he? You say he's not a comic. He's not an actor. What is he?
Well, no, no. He was a comic. He was a brilliant comic.
He's a
then
political
he,
activist.
Then
now.
He became a political activist.
Is he really now?
Yeah.
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 So mostly yeah. what he does now is tells young people to not vote in the British elections. That's the way to revolt.
Like wait
and
a minute.
Then, I think he's an interesting
no,
guy.
I think he's an idiot.
Wait a minute. Back up. Back up. Back up. Back up. Back up. What the fuck? I don't know any of this.
No, he's an activist. Now, yeah.
When did this happen and why did it happen?
Okay,
what the
prior to the recent yeah. British elections, Russell Brand went online and his whole campaign was, we're going to have a revolution. We need to revolt against the government. And his way of doing that was to tell young people in our country, in Britain, UK, don't vote. That's your way to make your stand. We need to not vote. We need to take it to the streets as activists. Then the day after, he's an idiot, the day after online registration for voting had closed, he realized, oh God, I've sort of been telling yeah. young people not to vote and I have a voice that is being listened to. And he said, you know what, actually we should all vote Labour because they're probably the lesser of two evils for this country. So vote Labour. He did that 24 hours after online voting had closed. So these young people couldn't vote anyway or register to vote because he didn't know, because he doesn't know much about politics. He just knows what sells his book. Ultimately, he's a charlatan who was selling copies of his book, Revolution. And,
are you kidding
you know,
me?
No, the guy's like, the guy and I have had like lots of personal experiences. I've talked about it before.
Like what? I've never heard of it.
Yeah, we had some personal dealings with the same
was
age.
Was he mad at your
I
hair?
Presented. No, he was very, you know what? I mean, isn't it sad to think that that's probably some truth in that kind of statement because
who had this look? I mean, you guys are similar.
He was styled by a woman named Sharon Smith, who yeah. was one of his closest friends, who he then subsequently fired a few years later because they had a little hookup and it all went awkward. But she styled him. He used to. You can see old footage of him on MTV when I was a little rock kid living in Camden, wearing silver jewelry and long hair and skinny jeans.
Right.
He was wearing stonewashed denim, had like frosted tips in his hair. He was a heroin addict, you know, doing MTV shows. And then she restyled him around the Amy Winehouse, you know, the Libertines, Pete Doherty, the Libertines, all that Amy Winehouse. So she restyled him in that way, and then he became very popular. Did Big Brother's Big Mouth, and that launched his career. So he was styled that way. But irrespective of that,
I've always been a rock dude.
That's my look, right?
And you say you play drums. You're in a band?
I was, yeah. I sang in a punk band. I played drums in a salsa and band, actually. That was
really?
What I played drums in. Yeah, yeah. And jazz, yeah.
Wow.
But anyway,
are you like a real musician?
No, 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 absolutely not. I'm a comic. I'm not a musician. I'm a comic and an actor. But
okay.
I had the utmost respect for Russell until the day I went to LA to spend some time with him and our mutual. We had the same agent. And this was prior to stand-up, and he made me feel pathetically small in a room
were
full
you
of people.
Next to him?
No, I just no. I would have been hugely bigger than him if that had happened.
Do you have a big piece?
I have a big dick.
What? Oh my God! I love the way he says it.
Yeah.
I really
so much confidence.
How? I know, but
it's true though. Like you
but
have
with
it,
class.
You either do or you don't. You either do or you don't. And it's like that's the only one. I always say it's my thing. I know I don't have what is stereotypically seen as a good looking face in the sense I'm not the hot guy next door. I'm not that guy. What I do have is a sense of humor and a nice cock. And when you're old, the only things that remain is your dick and your sense of humor.
Wow.
That's all you need.
I got nothing.
That's all you
need. No, they got to have a kid. I got a backyard with a fire pit.
You
look at how many funny guys have hot women. And the reason is because as long as they can please the woman in the bedroom and they can make them laugh, that's what you fucking need.
Here's the thing with me, though. My dick has really gone south.
Well, it's shriveling inwards.
I'm trying to lose weight again. I'm really trying to lose weight, and one of the factors is just to get my dick back.
Right. Yeah.
Can I? I'm sure. No. Well, yeah. Absolutely. After the show, let's get some candles and put on some Sade. I'm being deadly serious. Your listeners probably know this anyway already.
Yeah. What's up?
But you're a very handsome man. The photo of you downstairs on the wall of the comedy.
Bobby
cellar.
Was a ladies'
man.
A
sexy
Jesus
Bobby.
Christ, man.
Everybody knows that.
I know you do a joke about. Look, I've still got it in the face here, in this part of the face.
Yeah, Bobby,
look at the center
man.
Of the face.
Yeah.
How hard do you think it would be for you to lose that weight?
Because
it's diet and exercise,
it
right?
It depends. I can't lose it now the way I used to lose it by just fucking ripping it
but
at
also
the gym.
You're married. There's less incentive.
Because my heart. I don't want my heart to go up and down. I gotta slowly fucking go down and weight. Yeah. I gotta eat right.
Is your food right? Are you doing it?
Right now, for the last month, I've been eating perfect. Like, literally perfect.
And what are you shifting? Are you shifting what?
I shift carbohydrates and I shift sugar. I don't have sugar. I have sugar from fruits. I have carbohydrates from
sorry,
vegetables.
I meant weight. Are you shifting? 15 pounds every month?
15 pounds I lost so far. Yeah.
That's great.
In a month. But, it's great, but it's, I feel like shit when I feel bad for my wife. It's like, I'm at the best time of my life right now.
Yeah, but you're doing something
I'm at a
about
great
it.
Part of my career.
Career-wise, yeah.
And, I'm at a great part of life, not just career. My career's cool. I can, I do comedy, but my house, my backyard, the kid, everything's in this great little thing. Right. And right now,
and
I feel
physically,
bad.
You don't feel like you're in the right shell for that.
I just physically, it's experience. Like, okay, I get it. We did it.
Yeah, but you're on the
show,
path, right? I mean, you're doing it.
Here's what fucking threw me off. Around 2 years ago, I was doing No Sugar, No Grains, lost 45 pounds, kind of back on it. And then the show got picked up. And literally, you can see in the pilot episode, I'm thinner than the second episode. Because they were like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, the guy is this, if they casted that, it would have been a fat ball guy.
Right.
And so it was, but I took it too far.
Yeah.
And now it's like, I got to get back. I got to go back to where the
you
fuck
will.
I was. Yeah, yeah I know I will, dude. Yeah. I will.
Can
it's
I,
like
can
all
I ask
other
you,
shit.
Because I was thinking about this the other day. I've recently been trying to get fit again, and I realize the reason it is because I'm looking at the shallow industry that we might be in. All three of us act, and in the acting world, you have to go, what is my role? And what do I need to look like? I'm 6'4". I'm never going to be the funny best friend.
Acting,
No, but I'm never going to be funny best friend. I'm never going to be that. I'm never going to be the guy next door. I'm going to have to be the big rocker guy. So I'm going to have to get some bigger muscles. I need that.
Here's the thing is that you don't look like a crack addict either, like Russell.
No,
so you're a big guy. On film,
I have to be bigger,
you're going to look, you're going to either be shredded or thinner.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So I need to get that look. And I realized that if I genuinely was comfortable in who I was, I'd be fatter. I'd be happy being fat. I'm serious, because I feel like I actually quite like eating loads of food, and I like drinking, and I like sitting around, and I like and maybe...
That's funny, too.
What I'm asking...
You gotta be careful. How old are you?
31.
You gotta be careful, dude, because you're very young. At 31, I was pretty in shape.
Oh, no, my metabolism is slowing down rapidly.
Yeah, so you gotta be careful,
that.
Like a guy
but
like
what
you,
I'm
because
saying is,
you're
why
not
you
gonna.
Wanna, why
no,
do you want to lose weight? Is it because you want to lose weight, or because society makes you feel
you're
bad
about... You're not
gonna
be a fat... there's a fat, tall guy stinks. You know what I mean? Like, that's...
You're right.
That's hard, man. A
fat, short, fat's
a little fat dude is funny. A tall, fat guy is awkward. And, from 30 to 40 is where it started coming in.
Yeah.
As soon as I could afford whatever food I wanted, I go in a grocery store and buy whatever the fuck I want. There was a time when I only could eat twice a day, maybe. So I had a... have food here.
Yeah.
Bobby was African.
Yeah. Well, dude, I just
had
the cash,
40
man.
Miles for water.
I didn't have 40 miles for water. Yeah. I didn't have fucking money. I mean, when I first moved here, I didn't have a fucking dime, dude.
Yeah, sure.
I was eating once a day, and it was at the cellar. Yeah. And I get like maybe an egg sandwich in the morning, and then I was hustling all fucking day doing shit.
Yeah.
But now it's like the happier you get. You know, you get a house, you get
it's
a fucking barbecue.
Soften up a bit. Yeah.
I can go get my car and go buy 9 bags of chips.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And nobody's going to say shit. My wife, I can trick my wife in 2 seconds. I can be like, look, I can't eat any more shit. No, okay, no more shit. Yeah. And the next day, all right, just one more, one more ice cream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, just one more. I mean, you know, because she wants me to be happy. She doesn't want to fucking deal with that shit.
Like, can I ask, did you used to party a lot? And is this maybe a replacement for the, you're not partying so much?
Well,
so
yeah. I've talked about it before.
You need to act out in some way.
I've talked about it before. It's you know, I'm a recovering addict for 29
years. Bobby's been sober forever.
Marina's back.
Yeah, sorry. Hi, Marina.
Brett's been a bit of feminine charm.
What's up,
Marina? Marina.
You just lost weight.
I lost a lot of weight.
Looking good, Marina.
You lost
looking
a lot of weight.
Good.
You do look good.
Yeah, she lost a lot of weight. Yeah. You look
She's
great.
She's been working out.
Yeah, but
it's because Marina likes young boys.
No, not anymore. I actually don't like them.
Marina taking on all comers.
You don't like them, but you like...
Like, Dub, you're never going to be fat.
No. I could, you know, I still move around a lot. I ride my bicycle.
I mean, that's my, that's the, if I could have a body in this room, I'd want Dove's body.
I've always wanted Dove's body.
Why don't you just take him out for dinner and
have
just
you?
Do it the
I'm
right
not
way?
I'm kidding. I've always looked at Dove's body and be like, that would be the perfect body for me.
Yeah.
If I could pick
you
a body.
You could do it.
Not
yeah,
that
yeah,
body.
Bobby could do it.
Yes, you could, Robert. Yes, you could.
Yeah, he could.
There's not an age limit.
Tony Robbins, relax.
No, you know what?
I mean, this is the irony, is that you, on that photo on the stairwell,
oh, Bobby's
you,
totally,
you look
yeah,
like
exactly,
Dove.
Yeah.
Like, you look
no,
like,
no, not that.
Robert,
yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
yeah
you
absolutely.
Were you were definitely
you could
skinny,
do
yeah.
it. It's not an age restriction. It's all that belief.
Oh, I know.
And
yeah, I know.
You can do it.
I know.
You're
I'm
a handsome man.
There's no two ways about it.
Can I say something about that, too? Okay. I lose weight. I go back to being a little cuter, even though I'm bald.
No, it's hard. Marriage gets harder, yeah.
You understand?
Totally. No,
you understand?
I know exactly what you mean.
I don't want now. Yeah. Okay, right now, I get no fucking chicks.
Right.
If they're coming up, they're going up to you and you and you.
Really?
All right?
And then you.
And then him
girls.
And then,
yeah,
and then
that's right.
Deepu at
girls.
The end.
Yeah. Marina's lesbian.
It's the haircut.
I don't get fucking shit right now, and it's kind of easier that way.
Absolutely.
You know, and if a girl does want me, if a girl
that's,
does,
come on,
a,
that's ludicrous. You're saying the reason to stay
not, it's
a bit
not the,
heavier
it's
is because
not, not
then
the whole,
I won't
no,
be
it's
tempted.
Not, it's not the whole reason.
It is
but ludicrous. It's the,
yeah.
You're absolutely right. But it
There's
does
some
in your head.
Weird shit about it. Because
my body was like that, absolutely.
If a hot chick comes up to me right now and is like, oh, I want to fuck this, she's nuts. She's yeah. literally out of her. There's something
That's
wrong with her.
That's not true.
Absolutely.
Robert,
send
my,
send
would you fuck me?
Yes, I would.
Would you fuck me right now?
yes,
on
she
air.
Would. On air and let
Robert,
me do it.
All,
do it.
In all honesty, I would fuck you.
Bobby.
I'm dead serious. There is nothing about you that I'm not attracted.
I totally agree with
I
Marina.
I fuck you.
Really?
You're married. I respect your wife.
Bobby, I'm going to be honest
but
with you.
Yes.
No,
I'd
Bobby's
fuck,
in an open
fuck
relationship.
You too, I'd fuck you too.
Really?
Yeah, you say so many nice
yeah,
things.
Jeff
about
would
British
bang
people.
You too.
I'd let you. I'd let you be the top as well.
I'm the only guy in the room that won't bang you, but I'm a heterosexual.
As long as you let me be a power button. That's
oh yeah, yeah. I don't want to.
By all means,
I'm going to like Chinese finger trap.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm fucking good with that.
And it's not the whole women aren't visual creature thing. It's that like you're actually you're like
women
adorable.
Women are not shallow as
you're
well. You're making out like women are shallow. You're talking about like you know some. Like,
I feel really good right now.
Bobby's in
true.
An open relationship.
You're talking about
18-year-old
girls.
You bang Marina.
I know a girl who still talks about you to this day.
Yes.
Really?
You
yeah.
know her?
Her name is
I
Marina.
Do?
Yeah.
Her name is Marina.
Stop trying to encourage her.
No, I don't know her.
Yes, you do. She's Israeli.
Bobby's in an open relationship.
She takes photographs. She still She's, talks about your
what
thing.
You but talks about me how?
As a Palestinian.
About how sexy you are.
Were.
No,
are.
She says she's like I would.
See you stalling right
I know
there.
People that think
you
you're sexy.
No, she was like women do know you're married.
Marina
is,
will bang you.
There
right.
is marriage.
So
around
if I come
Marina.
In one night and say, look, my wife, we broke up.
Why don't you
up,
bang Marina?
And
why don't you put it in Marina?
You'd bang me.
Go ahead.
If I broke up with my wife,
let's do it.
Yes.
I think you should.
Would you move up to Westchester with me?
I would love it.
Are we witnessing a breakdown of a relationship?
I'm not a homewrecker.
No, Bobby's an open relationship.
I love
swinger.
Your wife.
Bobby, you're a swinger.
And I love your family.
I'm not a swinger.
How do you feel about raising another woman's children?
I would never. I love Robert and his family. I love what he has.
You love the family?
Absolutely.
Raise them? Are you?
Jeff, would you move up to us?
Absolutely. If Marina's going, I'm going too.
On a sad night after the divorce, sure, I'd do you.
Yeah. Really?
I'd give you a little.
Yeah. But okay. Well, I mean, now I'm fucking. I can't look her in the eyes. I just want to take those titties out.
No, you know. But you're. I love. Yeah. Everything that you have is more beautiful than whatever it is you think a woman coming up to you would be. That's not
worth it. Well, I understand what you're saying, but my point is this, is that, you know, I'm alone on the road, I'm out in the bout, and then I get kind of shredded, and then some hot fucking tattooed chick, hey, you know, and then it's like, you know, I don't want...
It can be tough to walk.
But he's right. It's all an excuse, man. It really is. It's all a fucking excuse. And it's horse shit, and I get it. And it took me 45 years almost to understand that it's all an excuse.
Sure.
And it's literally just the food I eat.
You'll
it's
do
all
that.
That's it. It's You'll the food
that
I fucking eat.
Irrespective of whether you're thin or bigger.
I don't know what that means, irrespective. But yes, you're right.
Irrespective of the size of your body,
if you, ever do that
you would do that shit
show.
If you want to. I actually think if you had the body that you felt proud about and you were happy about, the one that you want.
Your body I'd be happy with.
All right.
Dubs a dream.
I'm glad I'm like 30% there for you. What I'm saying is, if you had that body, I don't think you'd go fucking about. If girls are throwing so does that make you feel good and you go home and you fuck your wife twice as good because you'd be happy about it?
I don't know if you understand addiction.
Yeah. I feel like I do. I did a documentary about sex addiction.
What was it called?
It's called Confessions of a Sex Addict.
It was called Marina and Bobby.
Documentary about sex addiction.
You're a sex addict.
According to the documentary,
But no, are you a sex addict?
I think I'm an escapist. I don't think I'm an addict of anything. I'm an escapist.
Right.
Do you have sex
all the time?
I don't think it was a joke. I don't need another beer. I want one.
Do you have sex a lot?
I used to. Yeah, I used to fuck everything.
Everything?
Well, not men, but every woman. I used to fuck women because I could. Like any woman that ever remotely showed an interest, I'd have sex with. Now I'm very selective. I like women who I feel like I could bond with or have some kind of connection.
Homo.
Let's go to the chat room. I want to go to the chat room real quick. 1 second. We're going to the chat room real quick. And then I got to get in. We're going to get back into this, but I want to get into your show, too. I want to promote that. What do we got in the chat room, Deepu?
James Pasqui says, Brody Stevens and Doug Benson turn down pussy after every show. It's sickening. I guess he knows in person.
It's fucking stupid. Okay, what else you got?
There was a whole discussion about how you ask your guests how big their dick is, like Howard Stern does.
I guess it's a compliment. I don't know. Yeah. I find it just a common trait. I don't think it's a common trait. I think it's a guy thing to want to know. If a guy says I have a big piece, do you? Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? Let me ask you an honest question to the men in the room. And Marina, I mean, maybe you do it as well. Oh, I don't think the women look at each other's vaginas in the bathroom, but I don't think you have the opportunity. I will always look at the guy next to me when he's having a piss at your urinal. I will always have a cheeky little flit of the eyes. Because you want to know if you're bigger than that guy or not.
I don't want to know.
Really? You never look?
Because here's the deal. I know.
You never look?
I look in locker rooms. Not when I was peeing.
Wait a minute. Lying.
Stop.
Every man has a little look.
Stop. No. Wait a minute. Shut the fuck up. Well, you looked in
like
the locker room.
Yeah, when I was playing baseball in college.
You were looking at guys' pieces?
Well, it was hard to fucking not look.
You were hard when you looked?
Yeah, exactly.
What?
I don't look.
Dude, first of all, what he's talking about, I kind of get. I get because you have a big piece and you want to go.
You
want to know if the guy has a big piece. I get that.
I don't want to show off.
I want to show off. It's an insecurity.
All right, listen.
My insecurity is I want to go.
All right,
look at this. Hey?
Not me. I have a good size piece.
I don't have a big piece. Okay,
I don't have a big piece.
No, I don't have a big piece. It's an average stick. Yeah. But so I know I'm not going to look at your dick. I'm going to be the same or smaller. But you look. I didn't look at him.
But we would walk around the locker room naked, go to showers. So you'd see the fucking guy's dick.
It's more telling. But it's more gay to avert your eyes. Like if I look at a dick, that makes me gay. That's bullshit. If you are so desperately against looking at another man's penis, like it's there. If a guy's walking around with his dick out and you see it, so what? It's just a dick. You don't want to jump on it and fuck it.
There's a difference between desperately looking and not looking.
Yeah, but making
there's a difference between sizing it up and guessing.
Dove, you're very Jersey guy. You're a very Jersey guy, right? You're a very Jersey guy. We've talked about this in the past. So there's certain aspects of your
fucking guy won't
Jersey.
Shut the fuck up.
I know.
Listen, honest, hang on. Yeah. I know you're honest. We get it. That's your comedy. Shut the fuck up, guy. Listen, what I'm talking about, two different things. You being in next to a pisser and sneaking a peek because you got a big stick.
I'm not even sneaking a peek.
All right, so you're looking over.
I just think it doesn't make me homosexual to go, there's the guy's dick.
Nobody said
it. No, it makes you a fucking weirdo.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. I don't longingly stare at it. I don't like stare at a guy's cock. I'm just saying, if I look down and see his cock, and go, oh, that's all right, well done. You know.
So what do you say if it's not all right?
I mean, I don't say anything. I don't go, excuse me, sir.
A little bit?
Congratulations on your wonderful phallus.
Imagine him next to you snickering.
I mean, I do that.
What else you get? So the chat room.
You know what I do is I
peek at what?
When I was a kid, I used to go underneath the stalls of other
women.
That's
perverted. That's perverted.
My aunt told me that I did that. I don't remember. But she said I would just go in to see what other women had.
When? How old? 15. You were really little.
It must have been like 8 or 9.
That's 8 or 9 years ago.
But the fact that I did, I think about that, like why I would at 9 want to look underneath the stall to see other women's
stuff. You're intrigued. You're a child. You're intrigued, right?
That's not... We're talking about he's a grown man with a beard sneaking a peek at some fat guy next to him at a urinal.
He sounds competitive.
You make it sound very perverted.
Yeah,
I'm saying I think
it comes from somewhere.
Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel comfortable on a nudity?
Stop talking over each other because it's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
If you're going to talk, you talk or he talks.
Yeah. I haven't talked much, so I'll talk.
Go ahead.
I don't feel like looking at it is... I don't avert or... Look, if it's in my line of sight, I would not look away, avert.
Right. Yeah.
But I also don't care or...
It's not a thought.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about going and looking at guys' dicks in the locker room. If you're walking around and people are naked, if you see it, you see it. That's it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't... No, you're...
No, you're saying
you something
look.
Different.
I'm not.
You just said you take a glance at the guy next to you.
I'm saying if I walk up to a urinal and a guy's got his dick out in the urinal...
Right,
I'm not going to be like, oh, let me like hide my eyes. Yeah, but you can't, how can you not look? He's directly next to you.
I walk up like this, the dude's there, I don't need to look.
So you angle your...
There's no angle. You look straight forward at the wall.
I look straight at the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I feel like that, like staring straight forward and like pretending that there isn't a guy with his dick out next to you.
There's no like effort to stare straight forward. It doesn't dawn on me to look.
I just feel like you need to get over this and look at my dick.
Pathologizing the fact that I don't want to look at another man's cock.
I feel like there's something wrong with that.
No, there's
no,
not.
He acts like you have to force yourself.
Yeah, I know. I got to force myself.
Dove doesn't have a thought about it.
I don't even have a thought about it.
I'm just going to send you a photo. That's the easiest way to deal with this. I'm just going to start sending you photos.
Do you have my number, right?
I'll send you some photos. Yeah, I'm going to WhatsApp you a picture of mine.
It sounds like you think about it. Dove really doesn't think
really
about
don't.
It at all.
What I'm saying is there's a lot of men in this day and age who go, oh, God, yeah, and they hide. They pretend like there isn't another man holding his dick next to
them. No, but I think it's also representative of your psychology. When we were over there, and I was paying for drinks and somebody else, and he wanted to pay, and he goes, this is a real dick measuring contest is what Jeff said.
Well,
I realized from Jeff's perspective, for me, I just thought I had more money usually than people around me, and so I pay for stuff. Right. Really?
So then that still is like an alpha male.
No, thing. Not at all. It's you're a generous alpha. Guy thing. It's got nothing to do with alpha.
But why can
this
you?
Fucking guy, everything is like.
Why can you be the.
It's an alpha male thing. No,
my
let me
question
talk.
Is, why it's can't you? Why you?
It's not an alpha male thing.
I like how you shout me down. It's not an alpha male thing. Let me speak.
Am I wrong?
You're talking over him. That's
you've
why.
Talked over me, and you've been talking the whole time.
I'm responding.
Am I
I'm
wrong?
Responding.
We gotta know what good radio
just,
is.
Go ahead, talk. Go ahead.
Gotta give people
so
time.
My point is, it's got nothing to do with ego at all. If I got a bunch of green in my pocket and my friend doesn't, I just pay for stuff.
Okay.
There's nothing alpha about it.
How do you know your friend doesn't when they say, let me buy this round?
Because I'm wealthier than most comedians. So I generally assume that that's the case. Mm.
I've been in Dove's house.
But if someone says to you, let me get this round, and you go, I got a big bunch of money, I feel like that's an alpha male.
I didn't do that. I didn't pull out a big bunch of anything.
Someone who comes for money doesn't think about it.
That's also like a Jersey thing,
too. You got some ego shit going on. Don't project it on me. It had nothing alpha about it. I took a credit card. I went and goes, I'll take that.
I love men like
generous.
This.
Well,
that's also kind of like a Jersey thing because I do that. I'm from Queens, so like if I buddy, I'm like I got this round, buddy. I'll take care of it. I got next round, but they might not fucking ever pay the next round.
But it's not an ego.
But
thing.
I got it. Don't worry about it.
That's why I love this show. We went from Cox. To fucking paying a bill.
it's gone through the motions.
Well, I do like men who don't have a thing about money whether they come from it or not. People who come from money can have a thing about money, and I like the way Dove is. It's like he's just really not thinking about it because he has it. So that's like a good place to start.
Yeah, but why would that be? Why would that be an alpha thing?
Because
that's what I said. I was like, why is that an alpha?
Okay,
don't
be passive aggressive. You know, let him answer. But now,
because
that was cut your eyes. My wife. That's something my wife does. That's well, he's gonna talk.
I'll wait my turn.
Let me just play the bait to male here
and just wait for my fucking turn to speak.
Well, that's good. You should. Listen. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, Jeff.
She'll buy me nice things. I'm not going to be your bitch. Because, like you say, I think to project my earnings are this and most other comics are at this earning level. If someone in a bar, this is how I work, I'll always buy a drink. I'll always buy drinks for people. If that person then goes, hey, let me get this round, I go, all right, man, it's yours. If you want to buy this round, you do that. I don't go, nah, I got this, and pull out some green, as you call it, and, like, start paying fucking bills.
Using green
as
a metaphor. It was
no, but you understand what I'm saying. Like, if someone offers to pay a round, I go, well, they wouldn't offer if they weren't in a position to pay that round.
Some people
and
do.
And there is a frequent thing. I can't believe we're arguing about the fact that we both want to pay.
It's not an argument. We're talking about our experience.
It turned into one a little. There was
alpha.
Definitely an aggressive tone in your voice.
Yeah, but I'm not
this
arguing.
This is a very female-male argument.
I feel like so much sex.
Yeah, but who's the female and who's the male?
Female, male.
Yeah.
Why? Because he's the alpha male, right?
Because you have long, beautiful hair.
You bat your eyes.
You bat your eyes and measure ego-related pieces.
What do you mean measure ego-related? How does it relate to an ego? How does that relate to an ego?
You broke it down to alpha and beta. And I said, it was the furthest thing from my mind, thinking alpha. I just thought, here's a credit card.
It might be the furthest thing from your mind. I think with you, it's subconscious. I think you've grown up in a society where being the guy is the fucking thing. Yeah, I'm from Jersey. Hey, I always pick up the tab. Hey, don't touch my thing. Hey, we had an argument about chapstick. We had an argument about chapstick.
I have never seen Dove do that with his neck.
You turn me off. Turn me off.
I've never seen Dove.
She said, no, she's never seen me do that.
Dove's never gone like this. Hey,
hang on 1 second. I want to pull out the cock court and have a cock court, but I'm afraid Jeff will fucking judge my penis gavel. Yeah. But listen. Here's the deal.
Yeah.
I understand what you're doing, but this is the definitely. I'm going to say this as the guy on the outside right now because I don't give a fuck about any of this. But as a guy on the outside, this is a very alpha male. You're being alpha passive. And you're being alpha aggressive, so you're like, get the fuck, and you're being like, you're rolling eyes and shit, which fuck, yeah, you show
that's
the shrugs,
funny.
Go
I've
fuck yourself,
like
and you know how to push buttons on other alphas by you're still being a fucking alpha.
I'm not listening to you.
And here's the thing, you guys, you wanted to pay, you're both nice guys, but it turned into a fuck you thing. Which it shouldn't. You should just go.
For me.
We should take turns in paying.
You should just go, look, man,
yeah,
I got it.
For me. Take turns in paying for me.
Yeah, pay for a comic that doesn't have money.
No, hey, I'll happily pay for
Marie. I got you fucking hummus.
Hey, Marie. No.
Dove is the. Let me tell you something about Dove. I wouldn't believe he's from Jersey when he told me because he's so Manhattan. So his mother's a hippie. His brother is a fucking psychologist and an MMA Brazilian jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah.
I mean, ever since
so culture and
he has
intelligence.
No
there's nothing.
So you've never met a Jersey guy if you guy's Jersey.
My ex was a Jersey guy.
Jersey.
Not a Jersey guy.
Dude, I got fucking Jersey guys. I mean,
I'm
Jersey
not saying
guys.
That Dove, I never said that Dove is a Jersey guy. I said that his
so you said you hate Jersey guys.
I said his upbringing.
That's what you said.
Has been influenced. Yeah.
You'll never.
I grew up in a junkyard.
You said you hate Jersey guys, and you'll never play bananas. You'll never play bananas.
Yeah, not as much as I hate them.
Are you putting lip stuff on right now?
Give him a moment so he can put lip gloss on.
God, can we get a close up of that? I just love
it. Talk about alpha.
I got to go in 3 minutes.
I have dry lips. I take Accutane.
All right. Do
skin.
I have to do a read on this one? No.
Yep.
Right? I do.
Yep.
All right. Let me do a read real quick. I want to get to Jeff.
Also, this is the thing.
Oh, what's that? Oh, this is his thing. Yeah, great.
How long does the show go for, Bob?
We're going to go for we're going to wrap it up in 20 minutes or so.
Right, I got to go do a spot.
Right now. Come back up.
Okay.
All right. Come back up after. Jeffy.
Yes.
We're going to do this read, and then we're going to get into what you're here for. You got a really cool show coming out. All right, check this out. I know you guys do fantasy football. It's starting right now. It's the biggest thing ever. Fantasy football has taken over regular football, for God's sakes. I mean, I know guys that are just more into fantasy teams than they are the regular season. But here's the deal. You don't have to do this season-long commitment crap anymore. Okay? Your season-long fantasy football team may be going strong, but check this out. You don't have to wait till week 16 to get paid. Put your fantasy skills to the test every goddamn week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. 1 week, what does that mean? No season-long commitments. You got an injured player, no problem. It's like a new season every week, so you never get stuck with the same players. And get this, DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. You could turn your love for football into a life-changing payday. How great would that be? Just being an ass watching football, your wife busting your chops, and then you bring home $1 million, and she's going to shut it. Just pick your players, pile up the points, and pick your cash. Okay, that's it. Believe me, you never experienced football like this before. This is fantasy. This isn't fantasy as usual at all. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time, boys. Hurry up to DraftKings.com now. Use promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, and you get to play for free for a shot at $1 million. This is this week's Millionaire Maker event. You get to play for free if you just enter the code Kelly. Just go do it. Enter Kelly for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings, DraftKings.com. Oop, I just spilled coffee. I got a lot of great stuff. Keep Dove up there. Lewis and Amy. Louis downstairs and Amy Schumer.
Oh, shit.
So yeah. Can you text Dove and get him back up here?
Great.
That was a very interesting conversation. I liked it. I love these two fucking gazelles smashing horns. I loved it.
Gazelles. You've described us as very beautiful.
I did. I didn't want to say rams.
Balletic.
Balletic. Don't, you know, you characters. Oh, you just want to fucking get me, don't you? I love his goddamn. What do we got in the chat room, buddy?
Rick Rock 5 says, I guarantee Marina is not wearing a matching set of underwear.
he's right.
What are you,
they
you're
listen
not?
To my act, apparently.
Really?
Not wearing any underwear.
I talk about it.
Why
I
don't you wear matching underwear?
I just
underwear?
Got finished talking to the stage.
To the crowd.
I just told the whole crowd how I don't care.
You don't.
I've been told. So I've been told.
What kind of bra you get on?
My underwear, actually, I'm going to be completely honest with you right now. Yeah. Looks like moths have had a field day with them.
You have holes in your underwear.
Absolutely, right now. I just couldn't find a pair.
How does that happen? Does your pussy deteriorate the cotton? What the fuck? How does that happen?
No, the dry cleaner.
You dry clean your fucking panties?
Or the person, the woman who washes my underwear. Like, this detergent is too strong, I think.
So it goes on your pussy after that?
Well, no, it's just, like, it puts holes in my panties. And then I like those panties.
Oh, God. All right, and what else?
They're like cougar panties. So you can't really tell. It kind of looks like paw scratches.
What?
You know?
So someone was trying to get in?
Yeah.
What else you got?
I love these panties, but they were right. They're right.
What else you got?
The Tech Nine says, I just got here. Is Jeff Leach like a life coach or something?
Yep. I'm a death coach. I will systematically bring you closer towards your own mortality.
What else you got?
Knife Song says, if you make political choices based on what Russell Brand says, you shouldn't be voting anyway.
You're right.
I can't believe that, by the way. Yeah. I didn't know that was happening.
It's ludicrous.
I actually was a fan of Russell Brand. I really was.
Me too.
I thought he was great. Get Him to the Greek. I thought that was a great movie.
His first book was very good.
And it's sad when people believe their own hype.
Sad when he did a tour called Messiah Complex, and then he now just genuinely believes that, which is a shame. He was very, very funny as a stand-up, I think.
Did you see that clip of him on, I think it was like, I think it was CNN?
You're right, calling
like, he's very poised, he's very great.
Yeah, but I mean, it's easy to be eloquent when you have, you know, multisyllabic words at your disposal, which
very
really is, he's well-read, but he's also a man who reads.
Multisyllabic.
So funny.
Did you just say multisyllabic?
Polysyllabic, actually.
Bubba,
polysyllabic.
Do not let them muscle you out of that beautiful fucking language.
Blah, blah, blah.
Do not. Oh, I love it.
I don't
hey,
like
why
it.
Are you so down on me? What's wrong with you, Marina? let's get to the crux of this, right? Marina, my first time over here. Marina absolutely adored me. I kissed her on both cheeks. She loved that shit.
This is how I am.
And then I brought a girl. I brought a date into the cellar, and I tried to introduce to Marina. Marina got fucking shit with me. Yeah,
not at all.
Absolutely. Since that moment, it's like you hate me now.
I don't mean to this catfight. I just want to bring it back that I want Dove's fame
What's fame?
Fame meter just got shot down.
Oh, wait a second. What happened?
Because you got Louis downstairs and
oh, yeah,
Amy.
Yeah.
Well, they
yeah, they're going on. No. I'm happy to go home.
All right. Anyways,
I'm going to take a look.
I just want to do this right now. Check this out. My friend of mine, Alan Lefkowitz, his son has a premiere. It's called The Dog Wedding. It's a movie.
I just did a voice.
Oh,
for
you
this.
Did. Oh, good.
I'm playing. This is Gary Gorman's friend.
No shit.
From school.
Yes. Yeah. All right. It's a comedy starring the wrestler Matt Bloom. It opens on Monday, September 21st at 7 p.m. in Boston at the AMC Lowell's at the Boston Common. All right, all proceeds go to various charities, so you'll be helping other charities out. And look, they don't have a lot of time to build the audience for this, so you guys, you know, don't wait. Just go, just get your tickets, okay? Again, it's at the AMC Lowell's at the Boston Common. It's 7 p.m. On September 21st, Monday, September 21st. What's up?
I was just going to say, it's hilarious. And there's a trailer. If you want to check out the trailer, it's on YouTube now. Just search Dog Wedding.
Yeah.
It's a very funny, very
absolutely.
Funny film.
Go to YouTube. Check out the Dog Wedding. Search for that. Check out the trailer. And then if you're from the Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Hampshire area, go to it. Just get your tickets. Again, it's the Dog Wedding. Matt Bloom's in it, and it's Monday, September 21st at 7 p.m.
Dog Wedding?
Yeah, it's a movie. in Boston at the AMC Lowell's at the Boston Common.
Can we talk about my
rebound? I play the dog.
Really?
That's genuinely, I just did it yesterday.
That's great, man. So you're in it.
I'm in it.
That's
good
awesome,
for you.
Man. How'd you get that?
Gary Gorman.
Hooked
you
up, really. Yeah. He's a friend
that's
of mine.
Awesome.
I wonder why he didn't give me the fucking call.
Because you're not British. It was a British voice.
I can play a British guy.
Congratulations,
well,
Jeff Leach.
All right, let's see who has the best. Let's see who has the best British accent in here right now.
Oh,
I want to
yeah.
go first.
No, I can't do it.
I'm going to go. You're going to try it.
Okay. No, you're too good. You do these things really good.
No. It's not,
see,
it's
there
not,
you go.
It's not. Why, you can't do it? I know you're not Rachel Feinstein.
No, I can't.
Oh.
No, I'm not. Okay?
I'm not.
I like that. All right, let's go. Here, have a conversation with me. Hey, Marina, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
What the fuck was
I
that?
I said I'm absolutely brilliant.
All right, yeah.
Today.
So, today. What did you do today?
What I did today was I worked out.
Yeah.
I did a little of kinesthetics or whatever you call it.
Where in Eastern Europe are you from?
First of all,
Jeff, what are you saying? Jesus,
I'm losing it. I'm losing it a bit because when you do a British accent, you have to imagine as if you're sipping on a cup of tea.
Yes.
That's what it is.
I mean, you don't.
You have to, like, as if you are having a bit of tea. As if you were, like, I mean, that is a region, is it not?
What the fuck
good.
Is your mouth? Dove, you go.
That was pretty.
Thank you.
Dove. Can you do a British accent? I mean,
I slipped in and out.
I cannot.
It wasn't actually too bad.
Wait a minute, dude. Come on.
I cannot.
Dove, what did you do today?
What didn't I do, Bobby?
That's the best thing ever. What did you do a lot of stuff?
I certainly did.
Let me turn to James Cagney.
Yeah.
I certainly did. All right. Did you?
I couldn't stop doing stuff.
Where the fuck is that from?
It's not actually that bad.
Because
me.
It's a little
but he's
weird.
Keeping it. He's doing a very good actor thing. He's keeping it succinct. He's keeping the lines short.
Right.
I'm getting jealous.
Boy, you don't get jealous.
I think Americans have this view that of British. We're either the queen. We either speak like this.
Or the cushion.
Well, someone taught me that.
Absolutely. I was drinking tea with my friends and we were dancing in the square.
Someone taught me that.
Or you think we're like Dick Van Dyke. So look at me. I'm a bloody cockney. Oh, wee. Guy Ritchie movie.
I think of that as Irish.
That's
well,
not
I mean, an Irish accent's like that, you know. You got to be like a nice, relaxed.
Yeah,
like,
that's a good Irish accent.
Yeah, that was good.
Well, let me hear it.
If I'm going to do a Dublin accent, man, I'm going to be like relaxed, you know, a musician from Dublin. I'm Colin Smith, and you know, I run the
Colin,
band.
Colin, yeah, that sounds
the
like
Colin. Underground, man. You gotta
what about Scottish?
A Scottish accent is quite easy, you know. You just throw out that and it's I'm from Glasgow or Edinburgh. It depends on where you're from exactly.
Duncan MacLeod from the Clan MacLeod. There can only be one. Robbie violated
that's good.
Robbie violated a vagina rub.
That was good, bro.
That's good.
That was good.
From the land of Glasgow.
That was the worst. I love this year.
No, I think I can fucking do it.
okay? I'm a black girl, and I'm doing
you sound Jamaican, though.
You sound like you have a stroke.
Those words, it was
she sounds like she's a stroke. I'm a black
girl. Like you sound like Snoop Lion.
There's a bit of a thing between the Irish and the Scottish and the British, yeah?
So wait, what kind of...
I'm South African. I'm South
Chinese.
African.
Yeah. What the fuck is that? What the fuck was that?
Sounds like drug addict. That's what it sounds like. That's beautiful.
Ah, shit. That reminds me of your head up. There's a tattoo this guy got. He put a pussy inside his armpit. So when he raised his arm, it looked like a big hairy pussy.
Nice.
Oh, that's great. Anyways, all right. So, Jeff, you're here for a specific reason. You're...
to hang out with nice people who I think are talented.
Well...
You know what? This is like three of my favorite comics at the Cellar, actually. This is great.
Thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
Are you serious?
People ask me that a lot. They ask me who... So, and I've said... I've answered that question before. I've said that you're one of my favorite MCs to ever come onto because you make babe, you've MC'd a lot of the shows that I've done. Yeah. So
Robert,
why
you
is make the entire room
me?
Feel nice because you don't want to MC that much.
I know.
You just called you.
I didn't. I said three of my favorite comics. You have happened to MC a lot of the shows, so you're one of my favorite.
I'm not wanting to MC though.
And also, two of my favorite stand-ups I've seen. I've answered that question before, anyway, to people, and you were my answer.
Well, that was very nice.
So I ignore the compliment. It's fine.
Yeah, I didn't think Jeff was going to be funny. Jeff's just funny. I didn't think he was really funny when at first. You know how when new guys come in, because as a comic, you see so many guys. But then when somebody's funny, you're like, oh, cool, they're funny.
I don't watch people, and then I finally watched him, and I was impressed.
Yeah. No, it's nice when you see new people, because you don't see a lot of new people.
I only watch new people when I go to the bathroom.
Right.
I'll go in the bathroom. I'll be taking my piss.
Right, but that's and then I enough. Listen. I can hit 30 seconds to somebody.
Because that's when I really hear them. Like, I don't really want to go down and watch because I don't want to fuck with them, have me in the doorway. And, I don't want to, But if I'll go through the bathroom and I'll listen. Sure. And that's when I was like, oh, this guy's funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you got this show coming up this Sunday that we're doing.
Yeah, so I'm doing a show.
Can you tell people about it?
Yeah, it's at Soho House in the Meatpacking District. It's going to be a private show. It's called The Pretty Late But Not Incredibly Late Show with Jeff Leach.
Right.
And I have a core group. So it's myself as the host and Compere. And then there's Dave Hill. From Comedy
I just
Central.
Did a show. I just did Tom Papa's show.
Dave, he's great, Dave Hill. Yeah. He's a
I
very
just
funny
bombed.
Guy.
No, you didn't.
When I
oh,
said,
really?
No.
Tom Papa's show?
No. Let me finish the sentence. I bombed because Dave Hill and Tom Papa are on the stage at the same time.
Oh, they're rad.
And I said, there hasn't been this much head weight on a stage in a long time. Just because they both have massive heads.
Yeah.
And I thought it was going to kill.
Nobody knew the crowd,
you're right.
Right.
Yeah, they didn't.
Nobody fucking
it
got
it. Was hilarious,
the crowd
though.
It up.
Right? I thought it would be funny.
They had comic funny. They weren't on
it's
the stage
comic
at the time.
Funny.
They had to think
yeah.
about it, maybe.
He's with you on this?
Yeah, so he's kind of like my right-hand man. He's my, my compadre.
Is there music involved? Does they play?
Yeah. So, and then there's also going to be a house band called Tequila Mockingbird, which is fronted by Colin Smith, who fronts the Village
great.
Underground
yep.
bands, and he plays
oh,
here at the Cellar.
Oh, I'm going to come see that.
So these guys, and they're going to be doing like a bluegrass kind of Americana style thing. And then we're going to have two fantastic guests, which is going to be Lynn Coplitz opening. And then Bobby Kelly, the
that's,
very one and only.
So
really
explain
about
the show goes though. How's it go?
It's a chat show. It's an irreverent alternative chat show with music, comedy, and chat.
So we're going to come out, do our stand up, and then we sit down.
And then
down
afterwards, we're going to sit down on some armchairs. And we're going to have a bit of a chat. We'll get into the nitty gritty.
Right, nitty gritty.
We'll get into nitty gritty.
Nitty gritty.
Nah, glad.
Nitty gritty.
Yeah. Whereas Marina would say, the nitty gritty.
She's Japanese.
I don't
now.
Talk like that.
That's your what English accent. Your English accent is very.
Nitty gritty. Nitty gritty.
Did you just get out of another relationship, Marina?
I did.
Another one?
And now.
How
yes.
long did that one last? This is recent.
No, that was my rebound.
Oh, you had a rebound as well?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you move the bottle? They're requesting they see your boobs in the can, please. Thanks. Just put it on the actual thing. Oh,
no, they.
I've got
to
say,
the
actually,
bottle in.
A woman. You're a woman who has.
If she almost
been
whipped
training.
Her boobs out. My heart almost fucking dropped
Marina,
out.
Marina's been training. She's been in loads of gym. She talks about it quite a bit around.
Marina looks good,
and she's lost lots of weight. But weirdly, zero weight from your boobs has gone down. Normally,
no,
women
there
lose
has
a lot,
been.
They, lose
they were
a lot of
much
boob weight.
Bigger before.
Those, then, are, those things are duct taped to her spinal
in which
cord
case,
right now.
I'm glad for your lower back. I'm glad for your lower back because.
Oh, I'm fine. I'm proportioned right. Those who have the back problems, good. They're not proportioned, right?
I think you have. I've always been an admirer of your titties, yeah.
We all are. We all
I've
are.
I've always tried to make sure that people, they're not the focus, though.
They're not. They're not. They're actually, they're almost like, you know, when you get a steak and then you look over and there's mushrooms and onions.
Yeah, I'm like.
On the side. You know what I mean? Like, ooh, I love those.
There's options here.
Yeah, I like those. They're things but they are, they're
the
actually,
pungent side serving to your steak
they're
comedy.
They're actually perfectly round, too. Right? Are they? Or they or what happens to
you
them?
You act like I enjoy them.
What happens when they when you take them out of the harness?
They don't fall that far.
Are you kidding me?
No, I mean, they may. They're very heavy.
Yep, heavy.
Yeah, but they don't fall that far.
Now the is it a light switch or is it like a fade away?
No, it's not a light switch. That's how I keep the young ones. They would have gone. I was with both young boyfriends for quite some time. They were pretty satisfied. Yes, they
really?
Were.
How young?
The first one was 11 years younger, and then the second one.
She's going to say 11-year-old. I was like, Jesus Christ. He was
first
allegedly.
One was 11. The second one was 12.
Tell the story like his fight story. Allegedly, I had rings on. The
second one was 13 at least. No. The second one was 17 years younger than
wow.
me.
Wow.
Yes.
How did you hold up with that?
She did it.
I'm at that age where that's
fair,
exactly what I want.
You're in your prime, that, and they're in their prime. That's perfect.
Yeah.
We're
yeah,
women at
that.
My age, we're sexual
what's your
creatures.
Age?
Around 40.
You're around 40. Wow.
I won't say it. I'm fine with saying it, but I'm not going to say it.
Why? Great.
Marina doesn't look a day over 31.
Thank
well,
you,
35.
Dove.
35.
No.
What made you say
I don't
that?
Fucking like
you know what's so funny is someone once, I think it was Dean Edwards, was like, no, I could see her age. I could see it. I was like, fuck.
Fucking Dean Edwards.
I thought she was going to say Dan Adam.
No,
Dan
but
Adam
it's like, yeah, he was 17 yeah. years
Dan
younger than
Dean
me.
Dean Edwards now looks like he's starring. I fucking had it and I lost it. Shit! Shit, I had a good one. I had a real, yep, I got it. God damn it.
A cartoon version of Fat Albert.
No, I fucking stink. I stink. I had a good one, and I literally, my brain's going, it was going to be a fucking hoot.
It was a doozy.
It was a doozy.
So the sex was every day, yes.
Every day.
Wow.
I don't fuck every day. I don't fuck every
with
day.
With the second
really
one, not the first
someone.
One. The first one was like a cougar situation gone wrong.
Really?
There was no sex whatsoever.
Really?
Really.
See, here's the thing with me is that me and I got a date Thursday night. We finally got a babysitter.
Yeah, sure.
Mm. Okay, she's smoking.
Once a week?
She's smoking hot.
Yeah. You're the babysitter. Or
oh,
your
that's
wife?
A problem.
My wife is very fucking hot to me.
Yeah, Dawn's hot.
Yeah, she's hot, and she's got. She's,
why would you hire a babysitter like that?
Look,
you know
man,
that's anxiety.
I didn't
produce.
Do it.
You have to get old ladies. To
I didn't do it.
Old
I didn't
ladies.
Do it. She did it.
I got you.
This girl has no. She's hot, but she's a really nice girl, and it's not yeah. even. Here's the thing. Real nice kid.
Dawn should have known better.
No, but I told Dawn, I go, hire somebody with a dead tooth.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't need this stuff.
Yeah, dead tooth turns me on.
But anyways, we got a babysitter Thursday, and yeah. we're going out on a date. We're going
to
start going on dates once,
you got to.
Twice a
you
month.
You got to.
But I'm fucking nervous. I'm nervous.
About what?
Because I don't know. Do I finger pop her in a parking lot of a restaurant?
No, in a car, you like, animal.
What?
Like a gentleman.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to
wait till you get in a
that's
restaurant.
That's what I mean in the fucking
animal.
Car, asshole.
Of course, you got to put it in.
Well, yeah, but I.
You got to spice it up, man.
We have to fuck.
Yes, you got to do
it. Do we
you
do it? Too. How about this? How about this? Here's the thing, though. It's Thursday night is the last something. Show. I have to live tweet at 10 o'clock.
Oh, no.
How about we go to dinner, enjoy some food.
Yeah. And live then, tweet while you're banging.
No, I'm not doing that. What's
no,
wrong with
you? No, of
course
not. She's your wife. Of course
okay,
not.
Okay, here's the
deal.
So, no, I'm not parasitic.
Periscope it.
So now we go home. What if I go home? Well, here's the deal. Tell me. I'd like to get opinions from each of you. Yes. I'm thinking that we go have dinner early.
Yeah.
We'll go for a walk, maybe go somewhere romantic, make out a little bit, get a little feisty, go home. We release the babysitter, and
from
we,
the cage,
from the yeah. from her
from
job.
The basement, from the
we watch the last episode. We live tweet, right? Yeah. I do my live tweeting, and then right when it's done, we go in the bedroom and fucking bang.
That sounds
I mean, I feel like the way you're planning it out is to,
I thought it was about spontaneity. It doesn't sound spontaneous.
Yeah.
We've known each other for 25 years. We have a 2-year-old. There's no spontaneity.
You're manufacturing spontaneity.
Maybe make some little gray areas where it could happen in that schedule.
Talk to a girl that bangs every day. Marina knows.
Hey.
Not anymore. I mean, I'm...
All right. I could come in and do a dual dance for both of you.
Wait until the moment hits you.
How about if I text you at that moment that you send me a video of you sucking your own nipple?
Oh my God.
And then I just go, fucking, we're fucking.
Yeah, I would really like it.
That would make me do it.
That's a hot scene.
I'd have to turn the volume off of my phone because that's what I have right next to my wife's head.
Yeah.
All right, what do you suggest I do, Dove?
No, I don't know. I have no idea. But whatever you guys get into. I mean, waiting until you get back to the house, releasing the babysitter and doing it is how you do it anyway.
So that's the babysitter there.
That's illegal. Don't, you're going to get me fucking arrested.
That sounds so exciting, though.
You bang once a week?
With the babysitter? That's disgusting.
You bang once a week?
She could come in at any
point. No, because she's there. The kid's still up. That's weird.
You bang once a week?
That's the problem.
You bang once a week?
Around, yeah. Okay. Sometimes not, you know?
Here's the thing.
Having a kid...
No, it's different.
Is that, you know, I come home a lot. She's in bed. I wake up.
Right.
She's up before me. The kid's up.
Right.
We go all day. I leave at night. I come home. She's in bed.
Right.
And then I go on the road. It's hard being a... Like, when you work as a guy nine to five...
I've been thinking about it.
You're home at 6 o'clock. You have dinner.
Just moved into my house.
Your girl moved in.
Yeah, I've been thinking about the whole kid thing.
But the kid, oh, good, man.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You having a kid, man. Oof.
I want to keep something alive, you know? I mean, I'm sick of it. I'm so bored of myself.
That's not why you have a kid, you asshole.
No, I'm doing it for the jokes.
You should, if you're going to have a kid, Dove, I'm telling you right now, you'd be a fantastic dad.
Yeah,
here's why you'd be a fantastic dad. You have a lot of information to download onto a human life.
I think
you'd be a fucking great dad.
And it would
make you confront a lot of your own bullshit.
Yeah, sure. I agree.
That's what it did with me. It made me confront my bullshit.
Yep.
And it made me...
I like that idea.
You can't... You're responsible for the way... You're going to release something onto the world that has you in it.
Yeah.
And you have the ability to make it go this way or that way. Not 100%, though.
Of course.
Some of it's shit that in
of
that
course.
Kid.
Yeah.
But you have the ability to go be gentle and love or go be a fucking lunatic and hurt people.
In me, yeah.
Oh, you'll find it. You have a kid.
I had to. No, even to talk to Jess. I went through all this therapy and shit. We don't have to get into it now. But
is that why you're so Marina's fucking monotone on my show?
No. I'm just a little tired.
I gotta fucking,
no, I'm fine. I'm just a
I gotta
little
get
tired.
Him to fucking piss you to off get, just to
get excited. No. It's all as well.
Dove and I always have these psychological conversations.
Yeah,
too,
I'm always trying to figure something out, you know.
Why someone is just not.
Yeah, why it doesn't work, why we're drawn to certain kinds of personalities that are...
I don't like anyone, I've decided.
Why? I don't understand that.
Except
you're a fucking
you, Bobby.
Good person. You're a nice person. You've always been a sweetheart. I mean, is there something that you're doing that I don't know?
She's choosing the wrong people.
I'm choosing the wrong comedian.
Yeah. There's always something wrong with you. If you reach a point as a comedian, as a proper comedian.
Yeah.
If you reach a point where you go, oh, you know what? I'm okay now. Then you're not a comedian anymore.
No.
That's a reality. If you've got everything sorted in your life, give up fucking comedy. Because the best comedy comes out of resolution or the exploration of trying to resolve some kind of internal conflict. For me, best comedy is trying to laugh at the worst shit in life. And if everything's good in your life, then you might as well give up comedy because there's fucking nothing to talk about anymore.
So the next album shouldn't be Figured It Out.
Yeah, got it.
Marina Franklin figured it out.
Marina's figured it out.
Yeah, exactly.
All the answers,
dang,
Marina
dang.
Franklin.
Dang a dang dang. You should do your next album with a
so
English
good.
Accent.
It'll be S apostrophe all good. Done.
Yeah.
It's all good.
There was a nice guy that I was supposed to see. And it just, he was so nice. It was it was like everything about him was perfect.
And that disgusted you. I like that.
That
disgusted you.
I wasn't attracted to him. That was the one thing.
Aesthetically or because he had everything sorted out?
I think it was just, I think he goes to church too.
Do you experience stability as a bit boring?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do. Like when he talked about his architect.
Yeah.
And I was like, I told you this. Yeah. I was like, how do I find this interesting?
I know what you mean. No, I used to experience somebody who was really stable as a bit boring as well. And so, I don't know how much that's reflective of some shit I got to work on or how much of it was they were just boring.
Yeah, they could
be just
boring.
I couldn't tell.
I think compatibility plays a big part in relationships, more than love. Yeah, you can love somebody, but I think, you know, the reason why I can hang with my wife for over 20 years is we're just compatible.
My shrink said anything. Love is not enough. I mean, you got to be compatible. It's
you
got
to be compatible. I mean, you can actually learn to love somebody better.
Yeah.
You can. I believe that. Well, I believe you can. But you can't learn compatibility. No. You just can't, no matter what you do.
I thought and I was compatible with my rebound.
You weren't.
Yeah, you were compatible for an hour
everything,
and a half a
there
day
was everything
in the
that was in common.
Vixen.
Chicago, age, attracted, same love of music. But I don't know. We never really talked, so.
Yeah.
Well, that is compatible.
I can't date somebody with a headshot. I can't fucking stress it enough.
I love
you
the
can't
headshot.
Date somebody.
Because I love that headshot.
I really do.
Hang on 1 second. Hang on 1 second. Hello, Matt Frost. You're on the YKWD live
hey,
on the radio.
Matt Frost.
Matt Frost.
That's awesome.
What's up? Hang on 1 second, buddy. Hang on. Where's the fucking cord? What's up?
Are you at the comedy show or so or no?
Hang on 1 second. We're gonna put you through the board. Hello, you there? Go ahead, talk. You there?
Hi.
Yeah, you're there. Wow. You can hear everybody, right?
I believe it just worked.
Hey, Matt.
Can you hear him?
Are you at the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah, we're here. Yeah, I'm upstairs at my podcast studio. You want to come up?
I'll come down right now.
All right, hit buzzer 4, and then we'll let you in. Just come up to the second
Please,
floor.
Hold on a second. I'm getting a cab. Hi, can I go to McDonald's?
All right, goodbye.
This is Shut him off, Radio Bob. Gold.
Shut him
oh,
off.
My God.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bobby.
Buzzer 4.
Don't tell me. That fucking psychopath.
Bobby, are you at
Cellar? Oh, God.
Yeah, we did this.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah, cut it off.
Don't repeat the bit.
Yeah, come on up.
Are you at the Comedy Cellar?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Buddy, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Everything's gone wrong.
You're breaking up. Are you at the Comedy Cellar?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
Wow.
All right, I'll come down right now.
All right, goodbye.
Wow.
That was a good bit.
That's good.
Answering calls.
So back to the headshot.
Buddy, hang on. Stop, really. Honest to God, everybody listening in the chat room, listening 10 years from now, I apologize for what just happened. I'm looking right in the camera right now, and I know you know I mean it. Yeah. Look at me. I fucking am sorry
Bobby thought something
for whatever that fucking debacle was.
Bobby, are you at the Cellar?
You thought there was going to be some golds in Matt Frost, right?
Yeah.
And he just came with nothing.
Wow. But I mean, that's why he's on
but
the other side of the
into
business.
This. Are you spiritually, are you at the Cellar or not?
It's really good. It's an existential question.
Go to the chat room real quick.
Let's get to another level.
Yeah, let's get to another
what
level.
What we got?
Chris Brinklow just said, wow, so looking forward to Matt showing up.
That's great.
Killer.
That's great.
Killer.
You're a killer.
Oh, God.
That was a killer comment.
I mean, that would make me fucking laugh.
Keep it going.
You were from Jersey and this was all a fucking roux.
It's a front, yeah.
He's from cul-de-sac Point Trenton. Pleasant, right?
Yeah, you know.
He's giving you fucking, you know, I know
and
you're from Jersey.
Because
I know guys like you. I'm you fuck.
I am you fuck. Hey.
Hey, you fucking
cocksucker. Yeah, come on.
What else you got?
Punisher says, Bobby, you gotta periscope the finger pop.
See, someone's on my side with that one.
Yeah. You're out of your mind.
Get a lot of views, man. It's all sex these days.
At least periscope the...
Can I periscope
like, whatever you do. Like, I think you should spice up that moment afterwards, at least.
With what?
Like, I don't know, like...
Live chat. That's why you got
to periscope. Maybe tell her to come with something, but not tell you what it is.
What do you mean, come with something?
Like, maybe she could wear an outfit.
Outfit, you know what outfits do to me? You know what? The only time panties turn me on, when they have my jizz in them, I can throw them on the wall and they can slide down like a slug.
So panties don't
matter. I don't fucking care about...
Hashtag panties.
Hashtag panties. I like a pair of panties. Like, if you were wearing, like, men's tighty whities, that would turn me on.
There you go.
Did I just say that?
What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, there you go.
Dude,
you little urinal peeker? What are you talking about?
That's actually pretty great.
I'm dumb. Listen, tell me this. Look at me.
Yeah.
You're telling me.
I
you're
like
telling
it.
Me
I'd
right
rather
now.
Have panties. I'd rather have a woman in
if
woman's
you saw
panties.
Her, if she took her panties off, if she was wearing little tighty whities.
I'm not saying I wouldn't want it. I'm saying I prefer an actual panty.
Right, yeah. I like
panties. I think you should make that after that after the whatever you're watching your last the last show.
Hey, buddy,
maybe
you know,
dress up the room.
You know, I spent $1,000 on this stuff. You can just send them to the link. We're live.
Oh, okay. I was periscoping. I was going to do it live through Periscope.
No, it's all right. I'm kidding.
Then people can like it.
Now, do you have a fan base in England?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. So back to...
yeah, I do. It's not huge. I mean, it's like, you know, that group of people.
What,
I
got
like, I don't know, like 10,000 people maybe give a shit about what you do in England.
That's pretty good.
Which is all right,
good.
Right?
Yeah, it's pretty
That's
good.
That's great, man.
Why is that?
My mum talks a lot. My mum talks a lot to people.
What did you do over there?
A lot of fucking.
Oh, yeah. Fucking women do talk.
I'm a very, very generous guy. When does not around.
Now we're getting
to pay forever more.
I bought a lot around. So, you know.
Now we're getting this fucking thing going. Listen to me. So let me ask you a question, Jeffy.
Jeffy.
What have you done? Have you done any TV that we know about? Because you look familiar.
I mean, you're American, so probably not. I did. You know what? I was on an American station called Current TV, you know, Al Gore's channel. Yeah. I did some series on that
really?
Aired over here. And I did the voice of NBC Sports. That was a thing I did.
What are you talking
about? Do it now.
For the Premier League.
Oh,
let me
do it.
Wait, Scopo, what?
I got really excited for a second.
Yeah, all right.
And then I was like, Premier League. Like,
what's Premier League?
Soccer.
Premier League.
Soccer.
Premier League football.
Let's hear it.
It's not football.
It's real football. It was the original football. Your football is, let's do some things for 20 seconds and then stop for fucking 10 minutes while someone throws Gatorade over another
football
guy.
Football is the
it's
correct term.
It's a wet t-shirt competition. It's a load of fucking big guys playing a wet t-shirt competition. Fuck your sports.
Really?
Yeah, fuck your sports. Would baseball, what's that? One hit every 7 minutes.
What if
hey, nachos, beer. It's
is
like,
that your
it's not
voiceover?
Even like a sport.
What if NFL...
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's a great voiceover.
Are you ready for a sport that
great
lasts
coffee.
For longer than
what
7 seconds?
The NFL, what if the NFL wanted you to... like
leave.
To be their voice of NFL. Would
I mean,
you do that?
Absolutely never do it unless the money was great.
What if the money was just fucking insane?
Yeah, I do, of course.
So you'd change your tone?
No, I have no loyalty towards. I don't care about any sport. When all my friends were collecting Merlin sticker books.
What?
Merlin sticker books, the football sticker books, soccer sticker books.
Right.
You know, you get the players, you do like baseball cards over here, right?
Can you stop hitting my new table with your rings?
So it's that kind of thing. And when everyone was collecting those, I was chasing
those. Does that also go into the vagina?
That's a good question. That's a good question.
Let's give it another 40 minutes, you'll find out.
It takes 40 minutes to get your puss.
That's too long.
There's an opening for it.
Would you bang Jeff?
I had considered it. I had thoughts.
Until tonight?
Well, hang on. So what do you mean you had considered it?
Well, you know, after you break up with someone, you're just
you're
like...
you're looking around.
I'm at an age where I'm pretty much horny all the time. Yeah. So if I look at someone, I think, oh, that could be... Like, Jeff is, like, sexually attractive. He's got a good little thing going.
Thanks for the validation. I like that. Thanks.
But... then I got to know you.
And you were like, ah.
And I was like, he's a good friend.
Okay. Really?
So what was it about my personality that made me no longer a sexual conquest possibility?
The eagle ring on your middle finger that would slice open her fucking ovaries.
Is that what it was?
I just knew you were new here and you were experiencing a lot and dating a lot of women. And so I figured, go ahead, do you.
Yeah.
You know.
I don't like that.
It'd
I don't like that.
Much.
This is what I don't like about Jeff.
And you're a comic,
he's
and you're
bitching
around.
About alpha male. Yeah. He literally is trying to take over my show.
I'm not
with
I'm
his Periscope.
I'm increasing. Look, more viewers are tuning in.
How many?
How many?
It.
Like 8 so far.
Yeah, get that off.
So I've just like I've just doubled the viewers. Come on, like it's not.
You only have 8
at the moment. Yeah.
How many viewers we get? How many people in the chat?
Oh, we have 40 people watching right now.
We have more people watching.
All right, so I have 5%.
No, wait, 10%. Much more.
20%.
You're English. Be better than
20%. Yeah, my maths is awful. I'm not Asian though. 20%. 20%. All right, there you go. Let's put it on dub for a bit. There you go.
Who would you bang in this room if you could, Jeff?
Oh, if I could, I feel like Dupac. Is it Dupac?
Deepu.
Deepu. Sorry, Deepu.
Dupac is actually cooler. I think.
Yeah. There's already Dupac. A Deepak in this business.
Deepu. Deepu would probably be my choice because he is the.
You like dominating an Indian guy? Is that your thing?
Yeah. No. You just have like a. You just have like
video
a soft.
For you?
No. You have a soft face and a nice smile.
Oh, thank you, buddy.
What the fuck? What is that?
Look,
is
look at him.
There's nothing soft about his face.
Look at his eyes. Also,
he's got a 5 o'clock shadow at 6 a.m.
I got to think about what I'm doing in my life, and I want to play video games with this guy. He uses a PlayStation controller to talk on the chat room.
He's
another level of geek that I feel like we could add each other on PSN network.
It really is.
We could play ESO together. We could like definitely. He knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he is.
I don't know if I fuck you, but I appreciate
acronyms.
It.
It's not about fucking. I mean, I want to brain fuck you. That's
ooh.
What I'm feeling.
Russell Brand already did that.
If it had to.
I'm really upset that you didn't pick me.
Yeah, but I mean, sexually, of course I'd pick you, Marina. Of course I'd pick you. I'd pick you, Marina, sexually, because you're
she has
a beautiful
tits
woman.
And
no,
a
she's a beautiful woman. Irrespective of that, she's a beautiful woman.
I'm aight.
You're tight.
Oh my!
Yeah,
Marina's a catch.
For you're a 57-year-old right woman, she is very attractive. Yeah. Okay, and
57?
No, but I'm close.
Here's the thing. Thank God for this podcast tonight for the both of you, because if not, you'd be sitting on a stairwell waiting for the fucking Louis Amy to
I
get
went
off
up first.
Yeah. Oh, you already went
Thank
on.
Thank God, yeah.
Oh my God,
I was able to squeeze it in.
You're never going on.
No, no, I got out of it. I said I don't want to go on the next show.
Why? And why
well,
are you
I
so
spot
soft
over
again?
At Louis. No, yeah. No, I just spot over at Louis. I mean, I don't need to do another spot right now.
I love going up after famous people.
Yeah, because it's the best time to go on, right?
It's the best time to go on.
It's just the show's going
to
be over.
The audience is, like, absolutely ready.
Forgiving.
Forgiving.
Yeah, and then you go, yeah, it's a great time
yeah,
to go
it's
up.
Fine.
I love it.
Sure.
I love
but
it.
Have you ever seen anyone just ruin it?
What do you mean?
Like, after a celebrity has gone on, have you seen anyone just, like, do bad?
No one's
really ever done
but not any worse than they would do.
Well, it depends on what the celebrity does. Like, so, well, you talk about Louis or Amy, they're coming in to fucking probably do new stuff.
Right. Yeah.
You know, well, you talk about a guy who comes in just to level the place.
Right. Like, you know, like Dice.
Yeah, a guy comes in
Dice
and levels the place.
Dice came in one night, really.
Is this Dice
doing,
Clay?
Yeah, Dice.
Rich
yeah.
Voss okay. was hosting,
yeah.
which was the.
Here?
Yes.
When?
Just
tonight.
Now.
Tonight, he's hosting.
He's
yeah.
hosting.
No, he's not.
It was the strangest thing
Where?
I've ever seen.
Did they lose a host?
Are you lying?
I am not lying.
Well,
I was like, who's the host? They said Rich Voss. I said, what are you talking about? Oh. And then Voss goes, how do you want me to bring you up? I go,
no
any
way.
Way you want. I mean, well, say Conan. He goes, I'm not going to say that.
Why wouldn't he say Conan?
Well, he asked.
She was just on Conan.
No, why wouldn't I said why wouldn't he?
Oh, because he said why would he?
Because he doesn't like saying anything nice about anyone.
He just wants to say
that's
anything that
why.
I ask him to do, you know. And then he was really shitting on the crowd. It was beautiful.
Why is Voss?
Great.
What is fucking? Why would I mean?
I said,
what?
Why are you hosting?
What did he say?
He goes, I haven't hosted here in years. I don't.
I need
know.
The gas money. I got two daughters in college. I got one kid going into fucking seventh grade.
That's a good boss.
I need my Artie's better. Voss is hosting downstairs. It's crazy. You talk about Jersey, I fucking tell you Jersey.
Oh, that's a good laugh.
I know,
man.
It's fucking great. Yeah, this cocksucker from England is
wow.
fucking messing up. Oh, I'll fuck Marina right
I
now.
I know you were so good at voices.
I'm not.
That.
I just
oh,
do two.
Keep doing Artie. I love Artie.
I know you do.
Artie's
I know
a great
you
guy.
Do.
Artie's makes my heart.
I can do a good Keith Robinson.
Oh, please, go ahead. Do what are you going to do? Preach to us? Fucking use your hands?
Everyone does, Keith.
Man, I just want to say that. Y'all got to understand.
Oh, that's the worst sound drop.
Keith, let me ask you a question. Welcome to the show. Listen, I would love to have you on the. What's going on in Philly with you?
Man, I haven't been back to Philly for a long time, man. You know that, Artie. Why you fucking with me, Artie? Why you fucking with me, man?
Who the fuck is that? That's Keith.
That
oh, how dare
be.
You? How
that's
dare you? That was a pretty good impression.
That was like me doing a British accent.
No. This one was close.
That, now we're even. Keep going. Go ahead.
Look at you. Eight people agree with her.
Keith Robinson. You can't do Keith unless you beat them.
That's good.
Marina, you absolutely.
Why have you got so
Marina,
many alarms set on your phone? So many alarms.
Marina.
Or is this Chris again
call.
Asking how to get in?
I don't know. I think, hello, who's this?
What are you doing?
You're on YKWD Live, Jim Serpico.
Are you shitting me? At 11 o'clock at night?
Yeah.
We're doing a special English edition with Jeff Leach, Dov Davidoff, Marina Franklin, Deepu, and the ass, as we call him.
Is that what your nickname is?
Yeah.
What's up?
What do you mean English?
Jeff Leach. He's from England.
From England.
Oh.
Yeah. So
I thought I missed something. I thought you guys were doing fucking Spanish episodes every week. All right.
Wow,
right,
if I cool. could give you the bomb bandana, I would. Hey, can you hear us? Can you hear us, Jim?
I could hear someone.
That's me. Can you? All right, so what are you doing? Why are you up so late, dude?
I'm working.
Everybody, this is, of course, the fucking man, Jim Serpico from Apostle. He's got his new show coming out October. What is it, October 1st?
October 1st.
On IFC called Benders, starring some of our friends, Andrew Schultz.
Oh.
And Chris DiStefano starring in it, and they're cool. fucking hilarious. And this is Serpico wrote it, directed it, fucking everything, produced it, and it's fucking hilarious. I mean, IFC is killing it.
Congratulations.
Marin, this. Yeah, they got cool. Norton Show coming out. They just did the pilot for. So what's up, Jimbo? What's happening?
Not much. I just had a pitch that I wanted to run, but I don't think this is the right time.
Yeah, don't run it over here because I got fucking three people who are looking at him to steal it. He'll bring it back.
It could be like America's Got exactly. Talent. This could be the perfect time for him to pitch it.
Yeah,
and we can be the judges.
That's a great show called The Pitch with
the
Jim
pitch.
Serpico. We have Marina, the fucking black chick who has an attitude. Dove, who's a fucking heroin addict, has a fucking past, and then we have the English cunt.
Am I a cunt? I mean, I am, but why?
I think it should be the black chick who's scared to have an attitude.
Better. I like that. All right, dude, I'll call you. We're wrapping up in around 5 minutes. I'll call you back.
All right, guys. Take care.
All right. Bye, Jim Serpico.
Congratulations.
I love your calls. They really add to the show, I think.
That was actually good. Jim was good. Matt was like, hang on 1 second.
Are you at the cellar?
Are you at the cellar?
Are you at the cellar?
Don't ever do downward angle.
Are you at the cellar?
Oh, okay.
Look, I look so much better. All right, check it out. We got to wrap this fucker up. Oh,
do you want
shit.
Us to Periscope?
What happened? Whoa.
I don't have a Periscope.
Guys, hang on 1 second, guys.
Has it not been recording for the last 25
minutes?
No,
we always got it with the... with
YouTube.
The backup.
I don't know. I think I literally...
Yeah, it dropped out 4 minutes ago, apparently.
I popped out, right? Yeah, we're good. You got it, though, right?
Yeah, I'll just send him the thing.
We'll send it. All right, so anyways...
I'm going to jump in a cab.
You're leaving. All right, let's go through this, man. Let's go through this. I want to get you right now. Dove, what do you got going on, man? This is coming out Thursday. This Thursday. Yeah. What do you got?
I'll be in Austin next month. I just got off the road. And then...
next month? Where in Austin? Cap City?
Yeah.
I fucking love that club.
It's a good club. Yeah.
I can't get in. The guy won't book me.
I don't know the booker there.
I was making it about me. Anyways, what do you got, buddy? I'm going to make it about me. I'm a fucking piece of shit. When are you at Cap City?
Next month, middle of the month sometime. Sometime in October.
All right, brother. Yeah. What's your Twitter handle?
Just at my name, Dove Davidoff. At Dove Davidoff.
But Dove is D-O-V.
D-O-V, yeah.
What's your website, brother?
Everyone wants to play with an E.
DOVlife.com. I mean, I don't, you know, I'm a shitty marketer, but.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you with that right now.
Yeah.
So all you got to do is just answer the questions.
Yeah.
And then I'll push it. I'm good at it.
You can write DOV comedian. It'll pop up.
All right, brother.
All right, guys.
I'll see you later, man.
Good night, everybody. Good to meet you, Scopo.
Hi, Dove.
Depot, God bless everybody.
Bye.
Marina, what do you got, Bubba?
If you go on Conan, you can see my set that I did.
Congratulations.
Fantastic set.
Thanks, Dove.
Yes.
Thank you. And also...
if you're a young white man, she's interested.
Don't ruin my moment.
Shit. God, I love her. Fucking love you.
I love you, Robert.
All right, wow.
Yeah, we can tell.
Just think of this smile when you're in the bedroom.
I just want you to bring your dick expectations down. Whatever that girl told you, whatever she told you.
The conversation I had was that it was nice size.
It's okay.
It was big, actually.
Bubba, it's not big. We got to chill out.
That's what she told me.
She was a small girl, and I was a lot
she's
thinner.
Still she's
Bubba,
she's
I'm
like,
telling you.
I was like shocked.
Bubba, listen.
Was she a virgin at the time? Or?
No, she's.
Ooh.
That was a good one.
Wow,
stare.
You get the bum tail.
How's that a bum?
All right, give it some. Was that a question?
There's another thing that I have.
Yes, what do you got, baby?
I'm writing on a show called Divorce on HBO.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
So it starts. I start on the writing room again in 2 weeks, and when the show comes out, it's with. Thomas Hayden Church and Sarah Jessica Parker, Molly Shannon.
Wow.
Do you know when it starts airing?
I believe it'll be the winter season. It should be like January. I don't know exactly. I should know these things. Mm. But yeah.
What's it called again? Divorce.
It's called Divorce.
Divorce.
On HBO.
Wow.
I'm going to watch.
You.
Did I tell you that?
No, you didn't. I'm very happy. And please plug your awesome podcast that you started.
Oh, yes. And I have. That is so annoying for some reason.
Well, because...
Can you get it out of my face?
I can put it in your tits if you like.
That'd be great if I talked about your cock like that. It's so annoying. Can you get it out of my face?
Most women do. That's all right.
It's very distracting.
It is.
It is distracting when someone's trying to talk and you're just going back and forth like a fan.
Yeah,
it's like
you're one of us.
You're like
I have five cameras. Like, we're all set.
You're still making it about you somehow.
It's more of an audience.
Yeah, but you,
What's wrong with that?
Should keep it... steady.
Oh, I just put it on me.
Yeah, but you should put it on you or keep it steady because you're making people throw up with the movement.
I mean,
you're a very bad editor.
I'll film myself.
Shitty producer.
My whole moment became about you.
Yeah, it did.
You do
absolutely
realize.
Not. I was trying to spread your moment to more people, but that's
you,
okay.
You know what you could spread?
18 people in England don't matter.
Do you know what you could spread?
These nuts. Syphilis, if you give me a chance.
These nuts.
These nuts.
Never not funny.
What are you,
so that's it. Friends Like Us. Friends Like Us is a really good, and Robert is the reason that we are doing so well, actually, because Robert helped me get it started.
No, you are. Not me.
But you helped me.
I helped you, but you did it. You did
We're
all of it.
Featured in Essence Magazine this
what?
Month.
No, I'm kidding. That's great. Yeah. I'm very excited for you. That's a great show. Make sure you check it out. Where can they find it?
On iTunes.
Great.
And on Spotify as well.
Awesome. Jeff, what do you got, buddy?
I got a show that's going to be this Sunday at Soho House. It's the private members show. So, yeah, you can film me, and I feel comfortable with it. And if you're spreading it to your viewers, I'm happy about it, Marina. Unfortunately, I know that you're just taking selfies.
I know.
Got no viewers.
I'm not really taking
selfies. I'm going to be doing a show this Sunday. So it's the 20th of September at Soho House. It's a private gig. You can't get in with buying any tickets, but we have got some exclusive guest list. We've got two sets of tickets, two pairs of tickets to give away on your podcast. So if anyone listening wants to come and see you headline.
I fucking love it.
Lynn Coplitz is opening. Dave Hill will be performing. Tequila Mockingbird, headed up by Colin Smith, is going to be playing as a live house band, and myself hosting. If you want to come this Sunday, all you got to do is email you guys. And you
email me at Scobo. What's your...
YKWD.
No. What's yours?
Oh, YKWD producer.
Okay. YKWD producer at riotcast.com. Email Scobo. And he's going to get the information from you.
It's going to be two pairs of tickets. So do you want to do a question or something? Maybe
we can...
How do you want to do it?
I would just give them out to the first...
Right,
I would give it out to the first two people that email you.
They get plus one. So they get a pair of tickets each.
So you're giving away four tickets.
We're giving away four tickets. The all first right. two people to email in will get them plus one into this gig on Sunday at Soho
House.
But if
they're listening live, though, isn't that a little bit of a...
A cheat?
Yeah,
exactly. It doesn't matter. Good for them. No. They're listening live because they're investing in the show. Good for those people.
Yeah, they're fucking listening. That's great that they're actually... These motherfuckers are here right now.
There you go.
And if you didn't get them, then you're too late. It's coming out Thursday.
You get to see the show. And then outside of that, I'll be in this film, The Dog Wedding, which comes out in Boston.
It's on September 21st at 7 p.m. That's a Monday at the AMC.
The voice, right?
I'm playing a dog, Marina.
At the AMC. Can I finish the thing? I mean, you guys suck at radio. Literally, the worst.
I think you do a really good job.
I mean, the worst.
Today was difficult.
You would literally never be on.
Opie
and Anthony
times.
Would fucking just throw you off. Opie would just be like, you never have him on again. All right, listen. At the AMC Lowell's at Boston Common. All right, September 21st, 7 p.m., Monday. Jeff is actually the voice of the dog. And Matt Bloom is on it, which is great.
So the dog
wedding.
I'm also on Tinder and Happn. I'm there pretty much
where he's
day.
Also a dog.
You on Bumble?
No Bumble. I'm on Happn and Tinder.
Deepo,
so.
What do you got, Deepo?
I've lost all right to give plugs after that roast battle. So
Deepo, can you cut yourself some slack?
I'm surprised you're giving me any slack. I was terrible. That was an embarrassing experience.
You made bombing a new name. It's called the Deepu.
Yeah.
That's what people are saying now. How was it?
I did a Deepu.
Dude, I Deepu'd that crowd.
But after that, why are people going to show up at gigs? You know what I mean? So you can unfollow me on Twitter at R2Deepu.
No, fuck you, dude. Don't ever do that.
Can I do my website or not?
Don't ever do that. Yeah, sure, go ahead.
So on Twitter, I'm at Jeff Leach. I make funny vines as well, at Jeff Leach.
Okay.
Snapchat, at Jeff Leach. And then website, jeffreyleach.com. Don't hate me because I actually have a social media presence, Marina Franklin.
Oh, my God.
You can see me on Marina Franklin's chest in about a week if I lower my standard.
So you got... Deepu, listen, here's the deal, buddy.
Sure, yeah.
You did not bomb.
I just give looks.
Guys. All right, stop with your shit, would you?
Stop being a child.
All right, stop having cross conversations. I'm fucking talking to poor Deepu, bombed his fucking life out.
Yeah, my first time at the comedy
doing
club.
Two podcasts here. The fucking guy, you didn't bomb. You're a new guy. You did a roast.
Yeah.
All right? And you wrote your jokes and you took a hit. That's it. Here's you. Not only did you solidify yourself as a comic, because you went on stage in front of all of us and put yourself on the line, you bombed. You did. But who gives a fuck? Because you did it in front of us. We actually go, there you go. You're a fucking
you got a
comic.
You got a bum many times.
Yeah, you're a comic. Exactly. You yeah. didn't. You actually now.
I put a lot of steak in it. That was the thing. You know, I prepped like for a whole month. I was going to be like, I'm going to fucking
That's
demolish
the best
this place.
Part of comedy, right?
Yeah.
That you can do 100 amazing gigs, think you're suddenly the best thing on the planet of the earth, and then you go and do a gig and you bum like a motherfucker. And you go, all right, that's why I'm a comic, because it still happens sometimes.
Yeah, dude. I mean, look.
I'm fine now, but the first couple days after, I was like, couldn't even get out of bed.
You
like
shouldn't,
that.
Dude. And you were bummed too, right?
Next time, call me.
Why were you bummed? You won.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just pretty bummed, though.
Look, man, you guys went up in front of...
You were because you won?
You went up in front of a room full
the
of people...
sore winner.
And did it. Most comics... Some people who aren't comics won't go on that line, won't put themselves out there. You guys both did. You should fucking commend yourself. You had me, Ari, Mark... No, I mean, there was a ton of comics there. You guys went on stage in front of a crowd, in front of comics, and tried to be funny, original. Here's where it's good. You weren't just doing your set. You had to write new stuff for that one thing that you'll never use again.
Yeah.
That's comedy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So you actually learned. You learned a great thing that you can actually write jokes, Deepu, not funny ones, but you know. But you can. Now you can go back and say, I'm going to write jokes for something. Yeah.
You're like a
it takes a lot of balls to do that. There's some comics.
His son. I love that. You're like, no, you did a really good job. You wrote jokes. Yeah. They were terrible jokes, but you did it.
I think you guys both did a good job. I mean, it wasn't the best thing ever, but you took a hit. We all had
took
fun.
A lot of hits.
Is there video of it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's on the Stan's YouTube page. You can check that out.
All right, so I think you guys
should... I applaud both of you.
Yeah, well, let's not get...
This is the most support... I didn't think it was going to be this supportive on this podcast, to be honest.
I mean, look, I think you guys... I was very happy with it. It was hilarious. We had a lot of fun at your expense.
Oh, sure.
And I think that's good. That's part of being a comic.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You can be the joke. What do you got?
I got your dates.
Yep, go ahead.
This Sunday, you'll be at the Soho House. And then the 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, you're going to be at the Just for Laughs Toronto.
All right. I got to say something about this. If you're a fucking Toronto fan, if you're a Canada fan, and you live up there, or Buffalo, Rochester, wherever the fuck, you need to go and buy tickets to this. You need to let them, because look, man, I need to sell tickets to the show. Just for Laughs. It's JFL 42.
It's going
to
be a good one.
Which, I hope so. I mean, look. I hope so.
And you can tell
everybody. I need you to support. That's Matt again. I need you to support this. So make sure that you go and buy tickets. It's on my Twitter. It's on my website, JFL 42, and it's coming up next week. So make sure you share and whatever my social. You want to help my social media? Share it, like it, get it to other people. Tell your friends about it. What else
you
I got?
You can tell everybody.
October 2nd, you're going to be at the Hoboken Comedy Festival.
Yep.
In Hoboken. I don't have a place for it, though. So.
Right.
October 8th, 9th, 10th, you're going to be at the Improv in Fort Lauderdale.
There we go. So check it out. Everything Robert Kelly, robertkellylive.com. Go there. You got my acting reel. You got my dates. You got all the info on sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You can go there. Check out their Facebook. This week, tonight, actually, the day this comes out, is tonight on FX. I know football's on. I get it. Or as he calls it, fucking fat men throwing Gatorade on each other. I agree with him. This Thursday, watch my show. It's not real football.
I don't think it's a good game this week.
I'm going to be doing the fantasy football league instead.
All right, there you go.
With the code Kelly.
Thank you very much, brother.
I'm going to say goodbye.
All right.
I want to say.
You got to wait because we take pictures.
Have to pee.
We're going
to
take one picture.
I have to pee as well.
All right, guys, that's it. You guys are the best fans in the fucking world. Thanks for listening. Thanks for you in the chat room. I fucking love you guys. You guys are awesome. You come into the chat room all the time. You're funny. You're hilarious. Some of you are dicks, but we still love you. Make sure you check out the riotcast.com. Thanks for listening to the You Know What, Dude podcast.
Been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.